The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school football on your local sports authority, KNZA 103.9 FM, online at msesports.net. We now go live to the field for coverage of our feature game of the week.
The calendar is flipped to October, and that means the playoffs for high school football are right around the corner. Every game begins to just mean that much more. We are in week 5 of the high school football season, and tonight we're in a Class 1A district contest as the Jackson Heights Cobras play host to the Troy Trojans. Welcome to the broadcast. Alongside Seth Tollefson back at the studios, I am Johnny Kane, and for our matchup tonight in Class 1A, a former Delaware Valley League matchup, but it is a non-league game tonight between Jackson Heights and Troy. Jackson Heights 2-2 under head coach Caleb Wick. Troy is 3-1 under ninth year head coach Derek Jasper, who has done a very, very good job with this Troy team that just went 2-7 a year ago. But you look at what Troy did last year, they had a ton of injuries. COVID affected a lot of things, and they had a lot of young guys just in the fire as well. And that has proved to be big here so far in this 2021 season. Troy coming off a 56-6 win over Pleasanton last week. It's just a dominant performance, led 48-0 at the half. Cam Anderson had a big game throwing the football, 271 yards, 6 touchdowns. Jarrett Norris, 178 yards receiving. He had 4 touchdowns. The defense, again, outstanding. They're allowing just 13 points per game. Bowden Bennett, he has 5 interceptions on the year. He had 2 more last week. This Troy team, they have been great so far in this 2021 season. Jackson Heights, meanwhile, under head coach Caleb Wick, 2-2 so far. Coming off a tough loss last week to Wabunsee, 22-8. It was a game where the Cobras had over 15 penalties, nearly 200 yards of penalties last week. You cannot win a high school football game doing things like that. But the Cobras still plenty of season left and looking for a big win here tonight. This would be a very, very big win for the Jackson Heights Cobras here tonight. So it should be a fun game. It should be a pretty evenly matched game here tonight, and we are excited for the matchup. We're going to step aside. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll hear from both head coaches. So we'll take the break. We'll come back. We'll begin with head coach Derek Jasper when we return as our pregame show continues here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
At Holton Community Hospital, our role as a rural facility places unique emphasis on being close to people who need our services and supporting the community that supports us. We place high value on family, hometown feel, and trust. Now more than ever, we need each other, so let us provide your personalized care with hometown heart. Holton Community Hospital and Holton, Hoyt, and Wetmore Family Medicine, together we will show you the difference between treatment and care. Visit HoltonHospital.com for more information.
Welcome back inside our pregame show as we get set for Jackson Heights and Troy, our featured game of the week on FM 103.9 KNZA. Johnny came back with you. Joining me now, Derek Jasper, head coach of the Troy Trojans. Well, last week, Troy had a really solid victory over Pleasanton, 56-6, an overall dominant performance for the Trojans. So, coach, let's start there. It's an overall really good win for your guys. What'd you see out there on Friday night?
Well, I really like the maturity of our team. I mean, there was no secret. All of our team knew that they were 0-3, and you know, and not that we're good enough to overlook anybody, so I was kind of making sure we were focused on that game. And then he said, you know, let's see how mature we are. Let's see if we go down there and really just take care of business right from the get-go and not play sloppy. And boy, we did that. I think it was 34-0 after the end of the first quarter. So all phases of the game, we dominated right from the first kickoff like we should have, and then just kind of cruised from there, and none of our starters had to play in the second half. So man, it's really nice to have one of those, you know, at least one of those in a season. We haven't had too many of those here recently where we can kind of coast and let our JV guys get some varsity snaps on Friday night in the second half, and that's what we did. And very proud of our team for the way we handled the long road trip and went down there and took care of business.
Big offensive performances from Cam Anderson and Jarrett Norris. Cam threw for 271 yards, 6 touchdowns. Jarrett had 178 receiving yards, 4 touchdowns as well. What do you see from that connection on Friday?
Well, they were hitting on all cylinders there, and Pleasanton did some things different defensively, like tried to bring like eight people and get some pressure on our quarterback. So we had some guys running wide open in the secondary, and our O-line held up and gave Cam enough time to throw the ball quick. And we had some people open, and Derek had a big game, made some nice catches. Cam was on, made some good throws. But it was kind of just a different scheme. They were trying to bring a lot of people and then didn't have a lot of guys covering our receivers. So we had some people open and just were able to connect. So a big night for those two. They were bringing so many people, we didn't really get our run game going much. We usually scored pretty fast on big plays. So not a lot of running game, but hopefully we'll get that going again this week.
And now you look ahead at tonight's matchup, Coach. You've got Jackson Heights on the road. The Cobras coming off a really tough loss last week in a game that I think a lot of people would say a game they should have easily won, but just too many mistakes cost them that are easily correctable. So you look at this matchup tonight with the Cobras. Obviously, you're very familiar with them and Coach Caleb Wicks. So what are some problems that Jackson Heights can present tonight?
Oh, well, they're big and physical, and in the last couple of years, they've blasted really good just because of their power running game. And we usually didn't tackle well, and we got blown off the ball. Their size and strength has kind of overpowered our D-line, and hopefully we've closed that gap a little bit. This is a very big game for us in the district, and Jackson Heights is kind of an old rival from the Delaware Valley League, so always a fun matchup. Coach Wick's doing some different things this year. I don't know if they'd let him back into Smith Center if he tried to go back there, because he's running some spread, throwing the ball around a little bit, and still running the ball some, so a little bit more balance for them this year, but I still wouldn't be surprised if they line up and just try to smash mouth us a little bit. So our D line is going to have to hold up, and we're going to have to make some tackles and tackle well in order to force them to some punts, because usually they can line up and get 2 or 3 yards at a time, and that's kind of what they've done to us the last couple of years and hit some big running plays occasionally. So we're going to have to be really sound defensively with our keys and responsibilities.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. How do you prepare for this game against Jackson Heights? Because I know, obviously, like you said, this year they've spread it out more and even did some last year. But obviously, like you said, when they came in last year, they went back to the wishbone and kind of did the smash-mouth football. So how do you prepare for this game? Do you have to try to kind of look at both of those kind of offenses?
Oh, yeah, and I don't know what he'll do. I mean, Centralia ran for a bunch of yards against us. So if he's seen that, he might try to line up and run it against us some. But, yeah, we'll just be totally prepared. We're not going to change anything. We've kind of got our defensive system in place now after about a year and a half, and we've seen some different formations and some different styles of offense, and we hope that we can just adapt what we always do to fit any style that we see. As long as our tackling stays as good as it has been, and maybe we can force a fumble or two, that would be great. We've been causing some turnovers, so any of those things would be good. Friday night, Jackson Heights, I thought, was by far the better team last Friday night against Wabunsee. They just made some mistakes and some penalties that cost them from winning that game. So a really big game, and it's nice to have a big game, you know, and nice to have a little pressure on us to have to perform well. It's been a while, and that's the kind of games you like to play in.
Well, Coach, certainly look forward to it. Thank you so much for taking the time. Good luck tonight.
Appreciate it, Johnny.
All right, Coach, thank you. Again, Derek Jasper, head coach of the Troy Trojans, as we roll along on our pregame show, getting set for our featured game of the week between Troy and Jackson Heights. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll hear from Caleb Wick, head coach of the Cobras, when we come back as our pregame show rolls along on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Mark Starr at GN Bank. We support you as you turn goals into accomplishments. That might be purchasing your first car, opening a small business, buying a home, harvesting that bumper crop, or preparing for a new life after retirement. GM Bank is here for all your life's milestones. We strive and will continue to strive to be your best place to bank and borrow. GM Bank, with locations in Holton, Hiawatha, Horton, and Wetmore. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Oh my God, Becky, look at those tires. They are so bad. I bet she thinks she can't afford them. But you know, I bet she hasn't called Wilson Tire. With multiple forms of financing and competitive pricing, they are sure to get your car on a safe set of tires without breaking the bank. So what are you waiting for? Give Matt and Terry a call at 785-362-8473 or check them out online at WilsonTireKS.com. When selection and service matter, call Wilson. Nelson Tire.
Welcome back inside our pregame show as we get set for our featured game of the week on 103.9 KNZA with Jackson Heights hosting Troy. Joining us now is Caleb Wick, head coach of the Jackson Heights Cobras. And, well, last week the Cobras lost 22-8 against Waubunsee. Coach, you will start with there. Just too many mistakes all the way around. When you look at that game for your guys, just overall, just what were your thoughts on what went wrong there on Friday night?
You know, when I look back at it, positives, we definitely played better up front than we did against Centralia. I still think we made too many mistakes, especially, like you said, holding penalties. I think we had 12 penalties, 15 penalties for over 150 yards. So whenever you do that, you're not going to win a lot of football games, and we turned the ball over twice late in the game. But, you know, with that being said, Wyatt Bacon had 115 yards rushing, and Jason had almost 90 yards rushing, and probably about 60 or 70 yards got called back on various penalties throughout the game. But we just need to shore stuff up. We are close. It's one of those things. I know coaches talk about it a lot, but we're really, really close to having a breakthrough game. Just the little things here and there, the drive killers, you know, third and one in their territory. We get a holding penalty to make it third and 13. Just the little things like that. 10 people doing their jobs right, one person having a mistake that really, really affects the outcome of the play. So overall, I think the kids are still pretty confident on their abilities. I know the coaching staff is pretty confident on what they can do still. We just got to go out there and prove it. And hopefully this Friday we can go out there and show people what we can do.
Yeah, I know you talk about the rushing game getting going there a little bit, but the passing game seems like it's been lacked along a little bit here this season. What is it about the passing game right now that really your guys are struggling with?
Just execution. I mean, the routes are open. The ball placement's fine. It's just securing the catch. And, you know, hard part for me about doing that is, you know, the offense I ran in high school and coming to Heights, you know, when you pass the ball, only one good thing can happen and three bad things can happen. And right now those three bad things are happening way more than the good things are happening. But, you know, we're just going to keep working at it. The kids just have to concentrate more and secure the catch. And like I said, the execution's there, running the route, getting open, line given the quarterback time, it's just finishing the catch. So we'll continue on working on that, and hopefully, again, we'll see some progress this week.
And now we take a look ahead to tonight's matchup, Coach, and the opponent is the Troy Trojans. They've gotten off to a really good start this year. They're 3-1, a really good win last week over Pleasanton, 56-6. The offense spreading things out. Passing game got going last week. What do you look at here with this Troy team now that is very, very much improved?
They're very, very athletic, and you nailed it on the head. I think they are a very, very much improved team, especially defensively. You know, defensively, they fly around to the football. They attack gaps, and they do their jobs. They're assignment sound, and it's going to be very difficult for us to move the ball, especially if we don't execute like we haven't been in recent weeks. But like I said, we're still just worrying about ourselves, still just, you know, getting 1% better each practice and each game, and then hopefully by the end of the year we're where we want to be. But, you know, this Troy team is, like I said, very athletic. They got some big backs. They got some big offensive linemen. They got a quarterback that can run and can pass it, just like what Buncey's quarterback, and we had trouble with him. So we're definitely going to have to shore up in our back end. Definitely going to have to, you know, talk about our gap schemes and our blitz packages. But overall, I'm just excited for the game and excited for another opportunity to go out there and compete.
Well, Coach, thank you so much for taking the time. As always, certainly appreciate it. Good luck tonight.
Thank you very much.
All right, Coach, thank you. Again, Caleb Wick, head coach of the Jackson Heights Cobras, joining us on our pregame show as we roll along, getting set for our featured game of the week. We'll take another break. We'll come back as we get set for Jackson Heights and Troy on FM 103.9 at KNZA.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Oh my God, Becky, look at those tires. They are so bad. I bet she thinks she can't afford them. But you know, I bet she hasn't called Wilson Tire. With multiple forms of financing and competitive pricing, they are sure to get your car on a safe set of tires without breaking the bank. So what are you waiting for? Give Matt and Terry a call at 785-362-8473 or check them out online at wilsontireks.com. When selection and service matter, call Wilson Tire.
Yeah. 103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back. We are at Jackson Heights High School getting set for our featured game of the week here on FM 103.9 KNZA as the Cobras welcome the Troy Trojans for this Class 1A district contest. Johnny came back with you. Seth taking care of us back at our studios. Title sponsor for tonight's game, Rainbow Communications, rainbowtel.net, providing the most reliable internet services in Northeast Kansas. A few other games going on around the area tonight on our radio network. On 92.1 KMZA, a big one in 8-man Division II, Frankfort at Axtell. Care 93.7 FM, it is a Northeast Kansas League game with Moramath Academy at ACCHS and a big Atchison County rivalry. Holton Channel tonight, Holton at Royal Valley. Sabetha Channel, Sabetha is at Rock Creek. So both teams now meeting at midfield for our coin toss. Jackson Heights will be in their home. Green tops, gold bottoms, gold helmets, gold numerals trimmed in white. While for Troy, they are in their road. White tops, blue bottoms, blue helmets, blue numerals on the fronts and the backs of the jerseys. So Jackson Heights has won the toss, and they have elected to defer into the second half. So Troy is going to start with the football here tonight. So you look at this matchup, Jackson Heights again 2-2 on the year, coming off the 22-8 loss to Waubunsee last week after going 4-5 a year ago. That was just a year you could almost throw out, though, for Jackson Heights. They didn't even get started until week three of the season as they had a COVID outbreak that had them cancel their first two games of the season. But Jackson Heights, they've won at least 8 games in 4 of the last 7 years. And just last week, too many mistakes, way too many mistakes, multiple drops by the receiving corps, over 15 penalties for almost 200 yards, and also had 2 turnovers as well. Troy, though, again, they're off to a great start, 3-1, and coming off the 56-6 win over Pleasanton a week ago where they led 48-0 at halftime. And you look just at this Troy team, they brought so much back from a year ago and gained so much experience from some of those young guys that were forced to be thrown into the fire, and they've gotten so much bigger. That's the one thing you talk to several people about, what's the difference for this Troy team. They've just gotten so much bigger as far as height, size, everything. So it should be interesting and a good matchup here tonight. So with that, we are set to go. It'll be Troy that will receive. They will move from left to right here in this first half. Jackson Heights will go from right to left. Preston Christensen back deep to receive for Troy. As Hayden Doyle has the football teed up for the Cobras. It's hard to believe we're already in week 5 of this 2021 high school football season. So with that, 12 minutes are on the clock. Doyle has the football teed up. All signs are ready to go. The head referee blows his whistle. Sun sets to the far side, and with that, we are underway. It's going to be a pooch kick by Doyle, be fielded by a Troy up man at the 30-yard line, coming near side of the 35 and getting up near the 40-yard line. Troy will have really good field position to start their opening drive of the night. So they'll start it right at the 40-yard line. And it'll bring out Cam Anderson, the 5'11", 155-pound senior quarterback for the Trojans. He's thrown for over 750 yards this year, 11 touchdowns, 7 interceptions. And they'll have it 1st and 10 at their own 40-yard line. Twins receivers split to the left, one to the right, and a tight end in on the left side. Anderson takes the snap. He's going to keep himself along the left side. Now bounce it over the left tackle. He pulls his way forward to the 43-yard line. And he'll get to near the 44 and pick up about 4 yards on first down. Cam Anderson, not much of a running threat. He's only run for really about 12 yards is all he's run for so far this year. 3 receivers now split to the near side as Troy operates from left to right. Empty backfield set. Anderson takes the snap. He'll throw it to Norris in the near flat. He'll take off to the 45-yard line as he gets a block to the 46. Not a whole lot after that. Good coverage. Wyatt Bacon in on the stop for Jackson Heights. It's a gain of 2 yards. It'll bring up 3rd down at about 4. So an easy completion for Cam Anderson to start his night. Again, Jarrett Norris, the receiver, coming off a huge game where he had 178 receiving yards and 4 touchdowns last week. And that'll bring up now a third down and four for Troy. Gavin Fumler is a tailback. He stands to the right of Cam Anderson, who's in shotgun. Three receivers right, one to the left. Anderson to throw. Looks right. He's under pressure. Grant Ammon has him and throws him down for a big sack. All the way back inside of the 35 to the 33-yard line. And it's a huge loss on the play of 12 yards to the 34. And a punt coming up for the Trojans. So the Jacksonites defense gets a big stop right away. And that'll bring Jason Bosley back deep to receive this punt. He's back there along with Jude Williams. Garrett Norris is the punter for Troy. Good snap. Boot is away. Low line drive kick that'll bounce the 40-yard line and roll. And Jackson Heights just going to let it go. It'll roll dead at the 22-yard line. And that is where Jackson Heights will start their first drive of the night. So the Cobras will have it first and 10 from their own 22-yard line. They'll bring out Jason Bosley, the 185-pound senior quarterback, 425 yards passing, 8 touchdowns, only 3 picks. He's also run for 243 yards and a touchdown. First and 10 for the Cobras. Triangle backfield set. This will be a give up the middle to Wyatt Bacon. Not a whole lot there. Maybe got to the line of scrimmage, but that's it. No gain on the play. Mentioned this Troy defense has been really good. They've allowed 12 points or less in 3 of the 4 games they've played. And they had 4 turnovers last week against Pleasanton, but against Jackson Heights last year allowed 36 points. Spread formation on 2nd down and 10. Bosley in the shotgun and running back on each hip. Williams to the left, Bacon to the right. This will be a design keeper for Bosley. He'll get to the 25-yard line. And they get thrown down there. Just a short gain of 3. And it'll bring up a 3rd down at about 7. So this Troy defense playing well early on. This will actually just be about a 2-yard gain and make it a 3rd down and nearly 8. 9 minutes to go in the first quarter. No score. Jackson Heights on their opening drive of the night. 4 receivers set on 3rd down and 7. 2 receivers split each way. Bacon is a tailback to the right of Bosley. Bosley back to throw. 3-step drop, steps up, looks back over the middle, looking for Ammon. He makes the catch to the 40-yard line. Now breaks free. 50-yard line, 45-40, 35-30, 25-20, 15-10, 5. Touchdown, Cobras. Grant Ammon with his 6th touchdown of the year. A 75-yard strike from Jason Bosley, and just like that, the Cobras strike first. All it takes is 3 plays for Jackson Heights to find the end zone. Grant Ammon, he's had a couple of big games already this year, and he goes for 75 on the 3rd play from scrimmage for the Cobras. Jackson Heights will now try to go for 2. Bacon to the right, Williams to the left of Jason Bosley, who takes the snap, a run right side. He's going to bounce into the end zone, and the 2-point try is good. So with that, Jackson Heights strikes first. 8:35 to go in the opening quarter. It's the Cobras 8, Trojans nothing. We'll take a break. We'll come back on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Let us help you get your life back to normal with physical therapy from STARS. Sedbeck Thompson Allied Rehabilitation Services. I'm Mark.
Brought to you by Wilson Tire. When selection and service matter, contact Matt and Terry Wilson at Wilson Tire in Holton. Visit them online at WilsonTireKS.com. So 8-0, Jackson Heights takes the early lead. And so Troy will get the football back for their 2nd drive of this opening quarter. 8:35 to go. Aiden Doyle will tee the football back up. Preston Christensen back deep to receive for Troy. Doyle's first kick of the night was a short kick to just about the 30-yard line, but still Christensen stands back at his own 10. There's the boot from Doyle. It's another short kick. High and over in. It'll bounce to the 30-yard line. Be picked up there by an up man who will just slide down. It'll be the 30-yard line where this drive will start for Troy. Troy went 3-and-out on their opening possession of the night. The big sack. Jackson Heights' Grant Ammon took down Cam Anderson for about a 12-yard loss on third down to force a punt. And then Jackson Heights, three plays later, found Ammon for the long touchdown. First and 10 for the Trojans. Ball spot at the 30-yard line near the right hash. Troy operates from left to right here in this opening quarter, 8:30 to go. Three receivers bunch to the left side. Anderson takes the snap. He'll give it to Fumbler up the middle. Gets away from the first man, then spins away at the 32-yard line. Gets up to the 33 for a gain of three. Troy is a team that has just struggled running the football this year. They only rush for 48 yards a game. They average 243 total yardage-wise per contest. 194 of those yards come through the air. Second down and 7 from the 33. All spotted near the right hash. Three receivers bunch up to the near side. One single receiver to the far side. Anderson and shotgun. Fumbler a step to his right. Just high snap. Anderson to throw. Rolls right. Under pressure. Now rolls back left. Still rolling. Anderson still rolling to the left. Under pressure again. Now he's going to take off and run with the football. Gets to the line of scrimmage, but not a whole lot else after that. As Jackson Heights did a great job of that defensive front getting into the backfield and making Anderson take off and scramble. Jason Bosley made the stop. Initially, Jackson Heights had Ian Anderson, the 6-foot senior, the leading tackler for the Cobras, who gave pressure on Anderson. But it's a gain of about a yard. It'll bring up third down and a long six. Two receivers split each way on the slot back into the right side. Empty backfield set for Anderson. The man in motion from left to right. Anderson takes a chest high snap, rolls right, throws right, has a man open. He'll make the catch to the 38-yard line, but he'll get nowhere else after that. As a big tackle by Silas Holiday is going to keep Reagan Hartman short of a first down. He's able to pick up about 5 yards, but that's it. It'll be about a yard short of a first down and bring up fourth down and one. So now decision time if you're Troy. Trailing 8-0, 6:30 to go in the opening quarter. Right now it looks like Troy is going to punt the football away as they will bring Jared Norris back deep to punt the football. Williams and Bosley will trot back deep. They'll stand at their own 25-yard line. Good snap. The move by Norris is going to be bounced off, actually, of a Troy receiver that was actually blocking. But luckily, Wyatt Bacon's able to jump on it. That would have been Troy football if a Trojan could have jumped on it. It was a low line drive, almost ground ball type kick from Norris. It just hit the back of a blocker for Jackson Heights. But luckily, Bacon jumped on it. So now Jackson Heights is going to have good field position. They'll have it first and 10 at their own 42. So Troy goes 3-and-out on their first two possessions. And now we'll see what Jackson Heights can do. They're going to throw on first down, give it to Ammon in the near flat, makes the catch, gets to the 50-yard line, and he shoves out of bounds there. He'll be close to a first down, but it'll be a pickup of 9. It'll be about a half yard short of a first down and bring up second down. Jackson Heights off to a great start tonight. Ammon has a 75-yard touchdown on the opening drive and now has a 9-yard pickup on first down. Under 6 minutes to go in the opening quarter, 8-0 the Cobras lead and already now in Detroit territory at the 49-yard line. Two receivers split to the right. Jackson Heights operates from right to left. High snap, Bosley picks it up, runs to the left side, and he's going to be hit and driven back. This will be a loss all the way back to the 49 of Jackson Heights, but there is a flag down at the line of scrimmage. Kemper Clary had the stop for Troy. We'll await the penalty call from our head referee tonight. I called it a loss of just about a half a yard on the play, so it's going to bring up third down and 2, depending on what this penalty is. It's going to be a personal foul face mask against Troy. So that'll give Jackson Heights a first down That'll be the first penalty of the night. Just a 5-yard penalty, and because of the yardage, it will move the sticks. So Jackson Heights will have it first and 10. It'll be at the Troy 44-yard line. Two receivers split to the left. Tight end then tight to the right for the Cobras as Bosley looks to throw. Throws it into the near flat. This is Holiday on the reception. He'll be spun out of bounds at the 40-yard line of Troy. It'll be a gain of 4 yards. So Bosley starts his night 3 for 3. He also has a touchdown tonight as well. 4:38 to go in the opening quarter. 8-0 is the lead for Jackson Heights in driving. All to Troy, 40-yard line near the left hash. Two receivers split to the near side. Ammon by himself on the far side. Two running backs in the backfield. Williams to the left, faking to the right of Bosley, who takes the snap. He gives it to the left side to Williams. He's near a first down. He gets to the 35-yard line before he's shoved down there. It'll be about 1.5 yards short of a first down. Needed 6, got about 4.5. It'll bring up a 3rd down and a long yard. So 3rd down and 1 coming up for Jackson Heights. Ball just shy of the 35-yard line of Troy. Single receivers split each way. 3 running backs in the backfield. Bosley and a pistol set. Takes the snap, gives it left side to Bacon, trying to get the edge. He's got it. He's got the 1st down as he's able to slide by the defender on the near side and just get enough for the 1st down. Needed 1.5 yards. He gets about 3, and that'll move the sticks for the Cobras. Jackson, Troy had chances there to stop the Cobras shy of a 1st down. A good job by Bacon to stay on his feet. So 1st and 10 coming up for the Cobras from the 32-yard line of Troy. We're under 3:45 to go in the opening quarter. Troy has gone 3 and out on both possessions of the game so far. Jackson Heights on their 2nd possession after a 75-yard touchdown to begin the game. Now we're going to have whistles, flags, and an offside called against Troy. That'll be the 2nd penalty on Troy of this drive alone, both 5-yard variety penalties. So that's just going to be a free 5 yards for Jackson Heights. Fifth play of the drive coming up, 3:20 to go. 1st down and 5 for the Cobras at the Jackson, at the Troy 27-yard line. Bosley takes the snap, looking to throw. To throw one left side, it's going to be caught by him to the 20-yard line. He spins away and drives forward near the 15. The marker now is the 16-yard line. And that'll be a pickup of 10 yards and another 1st down. Spamman already with 3 quick catches in this first quarter as he's approaching 100 yards receiving in this opening frame. 3 minutes to go in the quarter. And the Cobras lead 8-0 in driving. 1st and 10 for the Cobras from the Troy 16-yard line. Ball spot on the left hash. 3 running backs to the backfield along with Bosley. Takes the snap. He'll keep it himself right over the right guard. Powers his way forward. Still spinning. Still taking tacklers with him. Inside the 10. Inside the 5. All the way down to the 2-yard line. Jason Bosley just carrying tacklers with him as he picks up 14 yards and a 1st down. It'll bring up a 1st and goal for the Cobras. That's just Jason Bosley wanting it. He's all the way down to the 2-yard line. Jackson Heights already leads 8-0 and looking to make it a 2-score game early. Clock rolling under 2.5 to go in the 1st quarter. The Cobras have it 1st and goal from just outside of the 2-yard line. 2 receivers split left, 1 to the right, Bacon to the right of Bosley, Williams to the left of Bosley, who's in shotgun. Bosley takes a chest high. He's going to keep it himself over the right guard and walk into the end zone for a touchdown. Bosley, his 2nd rushing touchdown of the season, and the Cobras lead 14-0 with 2 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Just great individual effort by Jason Bosley on the last 2 drives. as the Cobras take over 4 minutes off this first quarter clock and pick up their second touchdown of the opening quarter. So now Jackson Heights will go for two. Mosey will be in shotgun, Bacon to his right. Two receivers to the left and a tight end in on the right side. Mosey takes the snap. He's going to keep himself. Now a jump pass over the middle is knocked away. And it'll be an incomplete pass. And the two-point try is no good. So with that, we have a timeout on the field with 2:09 to go in the opening quarter. It is Jackson Heights 14, Troy nothing. We'll be back on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Don't let worrying about the weather bother your peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas today. Beth Dieters and Fran Wrights can provide you with protection for the hay and grazing part of your operation. Pasture, rangeland, and forage sales closing date is December 1st. Call Midwest Crop Insurance at 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance is an equal opportunity provider. Call them today for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call 785-334-2767.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Seven play, 58-yard drive, ends up with a Jason Bosley 2-yard touchdown run for his second rushing score of the season. Takes a little bit over 4 minutes off the clock, and the Cobras now lead 14-0. A drive summary brought to you by Wilson Tire. Selection and service matter. Contact Matt and Terry Wilson at Wilson Tire in Holton. Visit them online at WilsonTireKS.com. So Troy desperately trying to get something going as they've gone 3-and-out on their first two drives, and this is going to be a boot by Hayden Doyle that goes out of bounds. And so Troy will get it at about the 35-yard line. So Troy so far, they've had pretty good field position on both drives they've had. Started at the 40, went 3-and-out, thanks to a big sack by Grant Ammon of Jackson Heights. Then got the ball at the 30-yard line and went 3-and-out again. So the Trojans are actually going to get the ball where it went out of bounds past the 35 to about the 36.5-yard line on the right hash. 2:09 to go. Now the referees are going to stop play for just a second. The official on the far side blew his whistle, and I was walking over to have a quick chat with our head referee tonight. Referee now coming over. He's going to give a signal to whatever he didn't like. I'm actually going to move the football all the way up to the 42-yard line. And Coach Caleb Wick of Jackson Heights did not have any disagreements. So first and 10 for the Trojans from their own 42-yard line. Reagan Hartman in motion from right to left. Cam Anderson to throw. Backs up. Now he's under pressure. Rolls back to the left side. Now rolls back right. And he's going to be thrown down for a sack all the way back at the 20-yard line. Devin Mock makes the sack for the Cobras, his second of the year, but a big loss of 21 yards all the way back to the 21-yard line. So this Cobra defensive front is bringing a ton of pressure early on, and they are all over Cam Anderson, who has had zero time to throw the football. So that'll bring up second down at about 32 for the Trojans back at their own 21-yard line. Under 90 seconds to go in the opening quarter. This will be an option play. Along the right side, Anderson keeps it. Now tosses it late to Fumler. He gets to the 25-yard line. Then runs over a man to about the 28, 29-yard line. And picks up about 8 yards. This will bring up now a third down at about 23 for Troy with 1:15 to go in the first quarter. Back tonight for the 14-0 lead. They have scored on both possessions they've had tonight. Troy just looking to get anything going. So far, they've had two drives and have negative 10 total yards. So Third down and 23 coming up for the Trojans. Ball spotted near the left hash. Two receivers split right, and now Jackson Heights jumps off sides. I think it was Julian Budo who jumped off from that defensive tackle position for the Cobras. So that'll make it third and about 17 or so. And that's the first penalty on the Cobras tonight. Again, they had 15 penalties for almost 200 yards last week, but it's the first one here tonight. So third down and close to 18 for the Trojans. Two receivers split right, one to the left. Anderson to throw. They have two running backs in the block for him. He's going to toss the ball deep, looking for Bowen Bennett. He leaps up, and he just has to knock the ball away. It's great coverage by Silas Holiday. He had a chance to pick that ball off, but Bennett's just had to go into a defensive position and just bat that football down, and it'll bring up a fourth down and 18. Troy left two running backs in to try to help block for Cam Anderson, but Jackson Heights still had pressure. So now another punt coming up for Jarrett Norris. Good snap. Norris gets the boot away. This is a line drive kick that'll bounce and be fielded by Jason Bosley at the 35. Cuts it up this far sideline, then gets shoved down after he gets across the 40-yard line of the 42. And a return of about 7 yards. So the Cobras, again, going to have really good field position after the defense forces a three and out. So Troy has had three possessions tonight. They have gone three and out in all three possessions. This is the exact yard line that Jackson Heights started their last drive, and this one starts with 1:05 left in the first quarter. So first and 10 for the Cobras from their own 42-yard line. Three running backs in the backfield. Bosley awaits the snap, takes it, gives it an underneath handoff to the 45-yard line. And maybe the 46. I think it was Jude Williams on the carry. It was. He'll pick up 4 yards, and he'll bring up second down and 6. Reagan Hartman on the stop for Troy. We're now under 40 seconds to go in the opening quarter. So second down and 6 coming up for Jackson Heights. Ball spot at the 46-yard line near the right hash. Three running backs in the backfield along with Bosley. And the pistol set. He's back to throw. Under pressure. Steps up. Throws the ball over the middle. He had Williams, who nearly made a great grab at the 30-yard line of Troy, but it falls incomplete. It'll bring up a third down and 6. First incompletion of the night for Bosley, who started 4 for 4. It stops the clock with 18 seconds to go in the quarter. Jackson Heights, again, they have had two possessions. Both of them have gone for touchdowns. A 75-yard strike from Bosley to Ammon, and then a 2-yard run by Bosley. Right now, a third down and 6 coming up for the Cobras. Two running backs, or two receivers split to the left. Bosley back to throw. Looking left side, throwing left side. Has a man wide open, but he overshoots it. And Jude Williams wide open at the 43-yard line, but just overthrew him. So that'll bring up a fourth down and decision time for Coach Caleb Wick of Jackson Heights. And I think Coach Wick has now made a decision he's going to punt the football away. Probably a smart decision on the Cobra side of the field. Don't want to give Troy short field position as the defense has been dominant already here tonight. So Grant Ammon will kick the football away. Preston Christensen back deep to receive for the Trojans. Low snap. Ammon takes it and gets the boot away. A good job. It's going to be filled by an up man at the 35. Come on the return. This is Braden Hamilton to the 45-yard line. Gets all the way up to midfield and across midfield to the 49-yard line of Jackson Heights. Braden Hamilton did a great job. He digged like he was going to block and then just came out of nowhere and fielded that football and returned it to the Cobra 49-yard line. So now Coach Wick is saying, well, I probably should have just went for it now, knowing after the fact that it was only going to be about a three-yard difference if I didn't get it. But nonetheless, Troy's going to have it first and 10 from the Jackson Heights 49-yard line with 6.3 to go. So first and 10 for the Trojans. Ball is spotted near the left hash. Two running backs in the backfield along with Anderson. And we'll give it an underneath handoff to the right side, and he's going to be chopped down hard. Jude Williams came flying up and absolutely stuck Gavin Fumler for a three-yard loss back to the 48-yard line of the Trojans, and that is how the first quarter comes to a close. So the Jackson Heights defense looking tough here early on at the end of one quarter of play. It is Jackson Heights 14, Troy nothing. We'll take a break. We'll come back on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Our loans do not fit into a box.
Tanya Barna, president of Farmers State Bank in Houlton.
We know our friends and neighbors. We will bend over backwards to try to get people's dreams and businesses going. That's what a local bank does. We really want to be the problem solvers and create the solutions for our customers. We want to help you.
That's what I like about Farmers State Bank
in Houlton. Member FDIC.
R&S Maintenance Services has been a leader of industrial manufacturing, support, and repair since 1996 in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, dumpster service, and local trucking, equipment removal and installation. Proud supporters of local student-athletes. Trust R&S Maintenance Services since 1996 in Meriden.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Alongside Seth Tolleson taking care of us back at the KNZA studios, Johnny came back with you. Flip the field. Troy now going to operate from right to left, but they'll face a second down and 13. We start the second quarter with Jackson Heights leading 14 to nothing. Anderson, three running backs to the left side. He's back to throw. He's just going to chuck a ball to the right side. It's going to be short, and a flag flies. And I think it's going to be on Jackson Heights as Reagan Hartman got blasted to the turf. And I'm going to imagine that's what this penalty flag is about. Jason Bosley just blasted Hartman. And a flag came from the back judge who saw it all the way. So now he's going to come up and talk to our head referee before giving the signal. And Coach Caleb Wick already has his hands up. He saw it. It was right in front of him. So now another referee is going to come in and talk. There's three referees standing right at midfield awaiting this penalty flag that's down at the 49-yard line of Jackson Heights. So a long discussion, still haven't given the official word on what this penalty flag is. Depending on what this penalty is, right now it's third down and 13 for Troy. So we'll await and see what this penalty flag is about. And here comes the word from our head referee. A legal block below the waist against Troy, and then we also have a hold against Jackson Heights. So it'll be offsetting penalties. And so we'll replay second down. Wipe that play off. It'll now be second down and 13 once again. 11:54 to go in the half. And a 14-0 lead for Jackson Heights. Quick score update. Moore Mount Academy leads ACCHS 8-7 late in the first quarter there. Score brought to you by Holt House, Auto House in Fairview. Second down and 13. Anderson to throw. Big drop, rolls to the right, steps up, now under pressure, and he's just going to throw a ball away. All right, smart decision by Anderson as he was under pressure on that right side. He had a good pocket, and then when he rolled out, that gave Ammon a chance to try to chase him down. He threw it away and lives to play another down, brings up third down and 13. Troy is having to leave basically seven guys in protection to try to give Anderson a chance to even throw the football. So far, it has not worked. Jackson Heights is putting a ton of pressure on Anderson. It's easy to tell. That was a big point of emphasis for the Cobras, to get a ton of pressure on Cam. But now he's in an empty backfield on 3rd and 13. Jet sweep fake. Anderson's going to keep it himself. Hits the line. Bounces forward across midfield. Gets to the 48-yard line of Jackson Heights, but that's all the farther he will get before he's chopped down there, and that'll bring up a third down and about a nine. So a four-yard pickup for Anderson brings up fourth down and nine from the Cobra 48. And at this point, if you're Troy, you got to start thinking about going forward here at one of these points. And they are going to keep the offense out there and go for it. Fourth and nine from the Cobra 48-yard line. Empty backfield set. Tight end in tight to the left. Anderson by himself in shotgun. Jackson Heights showing pressure. Anderson takes the snap. Plenty of time. Now steps up. Throws the ball back over the middle. Has the man open, but he overshot it. He had Bowden Bennett open in the secondary at the 30-yard line of Jackson Heights, but it falls incomplete. And again, the Jackson Heights defense comes up with a stop. So a turnover on downs. He's going to give it back to Jackson Heights. They'll have it first and 10 at their own 48-yard line. Three receivers are going to split to the near side as Jackson Heights operates from left to right. Bosley has Wyatt Bacon a step to his right. Bosley in shotgun. Takes a snap. Looking to throw. Back over the left side. It's going to be caught by Ammon, and then he's spun down at the 45-yard line of Troy. They're just playing off of Ammon. It's just an easy pitch and catch for Bosley and Ammon, and a gain of 8 yards. It's already the fourth catch of the first half for Grant Ammon, who was over 100 yards with that reception. Second and two coming up for the Cobras. Triangle backfield set. Bosley takes the snap, hands it to Bacon along the right side. He gets the line and gets spun down near a first down. It's going to be close depending on the spot as Jarrett Norris was in on the stop. I think it should be enough for a first down, but it's going to be close. So that referee's going to come over, give it a quick look, and he says, yes, first down. It was Jackson Heights' first two possessions. Went 75-yard touchdown, 2-yard touchdown, then they went 3 and out. And now already in Troy territory on their fourth drive. 10-10 to go in the half, 14-0 the Cobras lead. All at the 41-yard line of Troy. Bosley to throw under pressure. He's going to step up and run to the 40-yard line, 35. Gets near a first down before he runs out of bounds near the 31. I'll see where the spot is. It was close to the first down marker. I think they're going to call him about a yard and a half short. So a run of nine and bring up second down and one. So Jackson Heights not really doing anything special, but just finding the holes in this Troy defense that we talked about has been so good already. Troy only gives up 13 points a game. They've already given up 14 here tonight in the first half. Second and one. Ball at the 33-yard line of Troy. Again, three running backs in the backfield along with Bosley. And Troy jumps off sides again. That is going to be the third penalty against Troy already in this first half. All of them have been 5-yard variety, but not only that, is it going to be a 5-yard gain for Jackson Heights. It'll also be another first down. Now they'll move the ball to the 28-yard line of Troy. 9:15 to go in the half. The Cobras already leading by two touchdowns and looking for more. Titus Eisenbarth, one of the three tailbacks, along with Williams and Bacon. As Bosley takes the snap, this is Eisenbarth. Gets hit immediately, a loss of 2 yards back to the 30-yard line. And that was Reagan Hartman that came to make the tackle for Troy. Actually, it'll be a full loss of 3 all the way to the 31-yard line. But Eisenbarth just had nowhere to run. play of this drive coming up for Jackson Heights. 8:30 to go in the half. Second down and 13 for the Cobras back at the 31-yard line. Three running backs back there with Bosley, who's looking to throw. He's going to throw a ball back to the right side. It's caught by Holiday at the 25-yard line. Slips free. The flag flies to the 22, and that might be a face mask penalty against Troy. If it is, it'll tack on penalty to the end of the run. As it sits, it'll be a pickup of about 8 or 9, and it is going to be a face mask against Troy. So it's a pickup of 8. And then add 5 onto that. And the 5 yards will make it enough for another first down. That's now 4 penalties against Troy in this first half. As Bosley throws the ball in the left flat, that's incomplete. That'll bring up 2nd down and 10. But Troy just not helping themselves at all here tonight. They've gone 3 and out on 3 possessions, have a turnover on downs on their 4th, and now have 4 penalties for 20 yards in this first half. Clock stop with 8:04 to go in the half. 14-0 lead for the Cobras. 2nd and 10 for Jackson Heights from the Troy 17-yard line. Football spot on the right hash. Jackson Heights operates from left to right. 3 running backs in the backfield with Bosley. Low snap, hands it to Bacon along the right side. He breaks 3 from the first man and then spuns down at about the 14-yard line, a gain of 3 yards. That'll bring up a 3rd down and 7 for Jackson Heights. Quick score update, Holton all over Royal Valley, 28-0 in the second quarter already in that game. So Holton 4-0 on the year and off to a 28-0 advantage. Scores brought to you by Holthouse Auto House in Fairview. How many Holthouse vehicles have you seen today? Visit them online at holthouseautohouse.com. 7:25 to go in the half, 14-0 Cobras. 2 receivers split each way on 3rd down and 7. Bacon is a lone tailback to the right of Bosley, who's in shotgun. Bosley calls out a blitz. Now Waits takes it chest high. He's under pressure. Rolls out to the right. He's going to take off and run. Gets to the line of scrimmage, to the 15, to the 10. Runs forward near a first down. It's going to be close, depending on the spot. I think he's going to be about a yard short as he gets to the 9-yard line. Picks up 5, and he's actually going to be a full 2 yards short. And bring up a 4th down and 2. This is a no-brainer decision to leave the offense out there for Jackson Heights. 4th down and 2, Troy desperately needing a stop. Ball spot on the 9-yard line near the right hash. Jackson Heights going to take plenty of time, and I wouldn't be surprised to see Coach Caleb Wick utilize one of his timeouts here, and that's exactly what he's going to do. He's going to let this play clock roll down, and then he is going to take his first timeout here of this first half, and he signals it now, and there's the whistle. So timeout on the field with 6:17 to go in the first half. Troy looking for a big stop from their defense. Jackson Heights with a 4th down and 2 play. When we come back on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
After I drop the kids off, I have to run across town for a meeting, hit the gym during lunch. Jake has soccer tonight, and Emily has gymnastics? Oh, did I turn on the crock pot this morning?
With a never-ending to-do list, it's easy to forget something important, like setting up a life insurance plan with Shelter Insurance. Your local shelter agent can show you how to create a safety net for your family. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
Call your local shelter agents, Don Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Nearly 5 minutes already off this drive for Jackson Heights. Started at their own 48-yard line. This will be play number 10 of the drive coming up It'll be a fourth down and two play from the Troy 9-yard line. Troy desperately needs a stop right now. So Troy again, looking for a stop. Jackson Heights with a fourth and two. They'll send two receivers to the right, one to the left. The Cobras will have Williams to the left of Bosley, Bacon to the right. Bosley in shotgun. Bosley takes the snap. He's going to run left side, looking to get the edge. He's trying to get the edge. He's got the edge, but a flag flies into the end zone. Goes Jason Bosley for a touchdown, but this one's coming back. It's going to be a hold against Jackson Heights, so wipe the touchdown off the board. And instead of a three-score game, it's now going to be fourth down and long coming up for the Cobras. Depending on where the hold is, that's where they will mark it off. They have it right at the line of scrimmage. So this should make it now a fourth down and 12. Second penalty on Jackson Heights here tonight. And they'll move it all the way back to near the 19-yard line. Obviously, though, for Jackson Heights, you're still going to leave the offense out there and go for it. That might be exactly what Troy needed. They just need to get anything positive. They have not had anything positive so far tonight. The Trojans can make a big play here. Two receivers split each way on fourth down and 12. Bacon is the tailback to the left of Bosley, who's in the shotgun. Jackson Heights operates from left to right. Fourth down and 12. Bosley to throw. Under pressure. Steps up. He's going to be thrown down for a sack. Back at the 25-yard line. And a ball actually, I think, popped free, and Jackson Heights still took off. But it's going to be a sack back to the 25-yard line. As that was Abram Houghton, the 5'11 junior, that came in to make the sack for the Trojans. The defense picks up a big takeaway. And now the Troy offense looks to get something going, down by 14. So that 10-play drive goes for nothing. Turnover on downs. We'll give it back to Troy with 5:35 to go. Two receivers split to the right for Troy. First and 10 from the 23. Anderson to throw. Looking left. He's going to throw a ball deep. Has a man wide open at the 35, and it's dropped. He had Hartman wide open for a first down at the 35-yard line, but it goes right through his chest and down to the turf for an incomplete pass. Anderson has now missed on four consecutive throws. He started two for two, but has missed on his last four. So now second and 10 for the Trojans from the 23. Anderson just 2 of 6 for 7 yards to start this game. Back to throw again, rolling right side. Now looks back over the middle, throws it over the middle, and it's going to be caught at the 30-yard line. And then spun down there is Hartman. He will pick up about 7 yards or so and make it third down and 3. Hartman's second reception of this first half. And referee blew his whistle. I'm not sure why. Everybody's just kind of standing around, looking around, not really knowing what's going on. And I think that you just saying to start the clock back up. Third down and 3 coming up under 4:45 to go in the half. Three receivers bunch up to the near side for Anderson, who's in the shotgun. High snap, pulls it down. Anderson to throw under pressure. He's going to be taken down for a sack. Back inside of the 20-yard line of the 19. As Jude Williams got in to make the stop for the Cobras, and a loss of 11 yards, and they're actually going to call it all the way to the 23-yard line. I thought it was back closer to about the 19-yard line. I guess they're going to say forward progress back to the 22, so it'll bring up fourth down and a long 10. A punt situation again for the Trojans. They've gone 3 and out on every possession. Another short kick by Norris. It'll be fielded on the run by Bosley at the 45. Run straight up the middle across midfield near the 47-yard line. And that is where Jackson Heights will start this possession with 3:52 to go. That drive takes just about 90 seconds off the clock for Troy. And again, have to punt the football away for the fourth time here in this first half. Troy with still negative 10 total yards of offense so far in this game. First and 10 for the Cobras from the Troy 47-yard line. 3:52 to go in the half. 14-0 lead for Jackson Heights. Bosley in the shotgun. Two receivers split to his left. Bacon stands to the left of Bosley. Jackson Heights goes from left to right. Bosley waits, takes the snap, looking to throw. Steps up, rolls back to the left side. Now throws the ball back over the middle. It's caught by Ammon at the 40-yard line, and he's tackled there with a 39 for a gain of about 8 yards. And that'll bring up a second down and 2. Jackson Heights not doing anything special. They're really airing the ball out tonight, though. That is the 10th pass thrown by Bosley here in this first half. He's 7 of 10 for over 100 yards and a touchdown. Pitch and catch of 8. That is catch number 5 of the first half for Grant Ammon. Second down and 2 from the 39 of Troy. Three running backs back in the backfield with Bosley. The underneath give to Bacon along the right side. He's got room. 35-yard line, 30. Breaks free to 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Cobras. A 39-yard run by Wyatt Bacon. And for Bacon, that is touchdown run number 4 of the season. And the Cobras are up 3 scores. Wow. Nobody expected this, but Jackson Heights putting it to the 3-1 Trojans. This is exactly what Coach Derek Jasper was worried about with his Jackson Heights team. The fact that they can just straight up run the football. What these guys have struggled with defensively this year. Now the Cobras will go for 2. Again, 3 running backs in the backfield with Bosley. Looking to throw. Throws left side, and it's going to be batted away. A nice play by Bowden Bennett on that far side, and the pass falls incomplete. And the conversion is no good. But 2:56 to go in the first half. It is Jackson Heights 20, Troy nothing. We'll take the break. We'll come back on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At Foster Ford and Holton, we take a lot of pride in our hometown service. From our upfront sales department to our friendly and professional parts and service, we work diligently every day to make you the customer number one. So when you're ready to make your next car, SUV, or truck purchase, think Foster Ford. Stop and visit with Ray, Scott, Jordan, or me, Lonnie Coder, on Highway 75 in Holton, or check us out online at fosterfordinc.com.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Well, all it takes is 2 plays and less than a minute for Jackson Heights to find the end zone for a third time in this first half. 39-yard touchdown run by Wyatt Bacon gives the Cobras a 20-0 lead over Troy with 2:56 to go in the second quarter. Drive summary brought to you again by Wilson Tire. Selection and service matter. Contact Matt and Terry Wilson at Wilson Tire in Holton. Visit them online at wilsontireks.com. Troy will get another opportunity. They have had 5 drives in this first half, and they have 4 punts and a turnover on downs to show for it. Here's another short kick that's going to be fielded at the 20-yard line, or the 25, 30-yard line comes Hartman as the flag flies late at the 20, at the 30-yard line. And it will be, I believe it's going to be against Troy on the return. Trying to throw a block on this near side for Troy was Logan Blevins, a freshman, and I think they got him with a low block. Actually, it's going to be a personal foul, helmet-to-helmet contact against Troy. I think Blevins tried to go low and ended up getting the helmet too low, and that's a warning of the penalty. That'll be a personal foul against Troy. So instead of having it at the 30-yard line, that'll put it all the way back to about the 14. That is the fifth penalty on Troy of this first half, and they have 35 yards of penalty yardage. It'll be 2:53 to go. And Troy will have it as they'll bring Anderson under center for the first time. And in motion, that's Hartman from left to right. Toss play to the right side, and Fumler trying to get the edge. Still trying to get back to the line of scrimmage now, and he's able to just dive forward for maybe a couple of yards. He'll get four. And Jackson Knights is going to take a timeout with 2:45 to go, so they're going to try to get a stop and possibly get the football back. And we'll take the break with Coach Caleb Wick. 2:45 to go in the half. It's 20-0. Jackson Knights leads Troy on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hungry for pizza? The October special is so good it's scary at the Pizza Bakery in Horton. The Gruesome Twosome is back with two medium single-topping pizzas for only $21.99. The Pizza Bakery always uses 100% real meat and cheese, no fillers, and they have a full menu of wraps, wings, salads, sandwiches, breadsticks, and even desserts. And the new hotcakes to grab and go. Always great food and great variety. Call in, carry out, or eat in at 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They appreciate your local support.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
.245 to go in the first half. Jackson Heights leads 20-0 over Troy. Trojans with the football, facing a second down and 8. As Coach Caleb Wick of Jackson Heights used his second timeout of the first half, so he has one more remaining. Troy's going to split four receivers to the near side, a single receiver to the right side. Nobody in the backfield with Cam Anderson. He'll throw a screen to the near side. It's caught. Coming on the return is Austin Grable, and he is going to get upended right at the line of scrimmage. Maybe got a yard, not a whole lot after that. So get him to the 18-yard line and give him about two, but that's it. Grable picks up two. It'll be third down and 6 coming up for the Trojans with now under 2:15 to go in the half. Troy, negative 6 yards of offense here through the first half so far. The third and 6 coming up for the Trojans. Two receivers split to the left, one to the right. Anderson to throw. Under pressure, going to throw a screen. It's Norris. Makes catch the 20. 25-yard line. 30. Still on his feet at the 35-yard line. Finally pulled down from behind as the screen play finally works as a big play that the Trojans needed. That'll be a pitch and catch of 20 yards from Anderson to Norris, and that'll move the sticks, so now Troy going to rush up to the football. Just the second grab of the night for Jarrett Norris. First and 10 from the 38. Anderson throws the ball into the right flat. It's caught, but an immediate tackle after a good little pickup. For, I think that was Bowden Bennett. Just a gain of 4. And it brings up second down and 6. Troy right back on the football. 1:10 to go in the half. Two receivers split each way. Anderson has shotgun. Now a man in motion from right to left. Anderson back to throw. Steps right. Now throws right. Has the ball batted down. Grant Ammon batted it down at the line of scrimmage. And that's going to bring up now a third down and 6. So Grant Ammon just having a huge first half so far, both offensively and defensively, for the Cobras. He had a big sack earlier on Troy's first drive of the game. And the 75-yard touchdown reception now bats down a ball on second down. The clock stopped right at a minute to go in the half. Empty backfield set, three receivers split right, two to the left for Anderson, who's by himself in the shotgun. Jackson Heights showing a little bit of pressure. Made in motion, that's Hartman. They'll give it to him on a jet sweep. Now he's going to look to throw. He throws the ball back out of bounds. The flag flies. And then also a flag I think just one flag actually down at the where that pass was. It might be, I believe it's going to be against Jackson Heights. That was Reagan Hartman, who was going on the jet sweep and then looking to throw the football. And after he released it, he got blasted. So here comes the call from our head referee tonight as he walks near the sideline. It's going to be a personal foul against Jackson Heights. Didn't say what the personal foul was. Well, it'll be a 15-yard penalty, and that is the third flag against Jackson Heights in this first half. That's big for Troy. Not only going to give them a first down, but it'll give them all the way to the Jackson Heights 43-yard line. Under a minute to go in the half. Anderson has a running back to his left in Fumler. They'll give it to him. He'll bounce to the right side over the right tackle with a 40-yard line. He's chopped down there. Yeah, I think Coach Jasper's going to use one of his timeouts. He will. So after the gain of about three, it'll bring up second down and seven after the timeout by Coach Derek Jasper. 48 ticks to go in the half. We'll take the break. 20-0, Jackson Heights lead on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At Union State Bank, we never stop learning. And over 120 years, we have never stopped expanding our technology. To keep Union State Bank of Everest and your finances moving forward, we provide innovative banking services while protecting your information. From our Union State Bank app to mobile and online banking tools, we're always looking ahead to serve you better without losing that small-town banking feel you love. Learn more today at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back. 48 ticks to go in the first half. 20-0, Jackson Heights with a lead over Troy, but Troy doesn't have the football in Jackson Heights territory at the 40-yard line. It'll be second down and eight coming up for the Trojans. Anderson in the shotgun, right back to throw. Looks left side, throws the ball on the left flat. It's caught by Fumler. He's got a bunch of room. 35-yard line of flag flies as Fumler runs out of bounds at the 30-yard line after picking up the first down. It'll be a run of 11 if it's pitch and catch of 11 if it stands, but I think it's coming back. Right at the line of scrimmage where that pass was thrown, where the flag was thrown. So, again, a lengthy discussion with our white hat tonight, who is taking a lot of time on penalties, giving what the official word is. And Troy's walking backwards, so they know it's against them. Illegal man downfield is going to be the call. Which that's a very interesting call from the side judge. Nonetheless, he saw it, so it'll be a 5-yard penalty, I believe. Well, hold on now. They're going to mark it at the 40-yard line again, but that's not right. How do they finally move it back? They'll move it back to 5 yards to the 45-yard line. So Troy's going to look back at the fact they've had 6 penalties for 40 yards in the first half and say that's played a big factor in while the offense hasn't been able to get anything rolling. 40 seconds to go. It'll be second down and 12 from back at the 45. The ball will be spotted to the left hash. Troy operates from right to left. Troy just trying to get desperately some points on the board before halftime because Jackson Heights is going to get the ball to start the third quarter. Fumler to the left of Anderson. Takes the snap. Cobra's bringing pressure. Stepping up. Back over the middle of the throw by Anderson. It's going to be knocked away at the last second. Really good play by Josh Smith. The freshman came over to make that stop and knocked the football down. He had Austin Grable streaking over the middle of the football field, but the pass ball is incomplete. Brings up 3rd and 12. That breaks the streak of 4 consecutive completions for Anderson. So now 3rd and 12 with 36 seconds to go. Quick score update. Hiawatha all over Jeff West, 31-0 at halftime. Well, more scores for you on our halftime show. It's brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Fulton on Key 16. 3rd down and 12. Quarterback draw. Anderson takes off the 40-yard line. Cuts it back inside of the 35 and dives forward to about the 34-yard line. And who's going to take the timeout? Is it Troy or Jackson Heights? I think it's actually going to be Derek Jasper who takes the timeout. That's interesting because it'll be a 4th and 2 with 23 seconds to go. We'll keep it here. That's interesting because if Jackson Heights can get a stop here, they'll have about 20 seconds or so and a timeout to at least maybe get a couple of plays off and a chance to maybe throw the ball down the field. Because Coach Caleb Wick was thinking about using his 3rd and final timeout if Coach Jasper didn't. Nonetheless, Troy's going to have a 4th and 2 from right at about the 35-yard line near the right hash. I think they want 25 seconds back on the clock. So he's saying 35. Actually, they're going to say now 27 is what they want on the clock. So 27 seconds will be on the clock. And so 27 seconds will be on the clock. And a 20-0 lead for Jackson Heights, but a 4th down and 2 play coming up for Troy. Tight end in tight on each side of the football. One receiver split to the right side. This is going to be an underneath handoff. Actually, no, a quarterback keeper for Anderson. He'll bounce it out to the outside. Now back inside. He got the 1st down to the 31-yard line. And that will stop the clock momentarily with 19.9 to go. So a run of 4 for Anderson. And now they're going to stop as Troy takes their final timeout. So we will take this timeout. Right now they have 13.7 on the clock, but I think the referee's probably going to put a couple more seconds back up there. So we'll take this break with them. 20-0 Jackson Heights leads here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Schedule your livestock processing in Anderson Meats in Troy. They're now scheduling appointments for January of 2022. Call them at 785-985-2292. Anderson Meats at Troy, striving to give their customers top-notch service for meat processing. Janelle and Curtis thank you for your business and look forward to serving you at Anderson Meats in Troy, located south on Last Chance Road. Call 785-985-2292. 785-985-2292.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Seconds to go in the half. 20-0 is the lead for Jackson Heights. Patrol with a 1st and 10 from the Jackson Heights 31-yard line. Here out of this timeout. Troy out of timeouts. Jackson Heights has one left. And Johnny came back with you. Seth Tolleson taking care of us back at the studios. So 1st and 10 for the Trojans. 18 seconds to go. Two running backs in the backfield with Anderson. He has two receivers to the right. Anderson to throw. Pumps once. Now throws the ball back over the middle. And it's going to be caught. There's a flag. Actually, it fell incomplete, but a flag is down. It's going to be a pass interference called against Jason Posley of Jackson Heights as he's trying to get it to Jarrett Norris at the 15-yard line. So that will stop the clock with 13.2 to go. So Troy will continue to slowly move the ball down the field as they are now on their seventh play of this drive. It started at their own 14-yard line. But a couple of penalties, and they'll have it first and 10 from the 15-yard line of Jackson Heights. So first and 10 for the Trojans, 13.2 on the clock. Troy does not have a timeout, so they got to be smart right here. Three receivers split to the right, one to the left. Fumbler is the running back to the left of Cam Anderson, who's in shotgun. Anderson to throw. Steps right, throws right, has Norris in the right front of the end zone, but it's going to be batted away by Posley in the front right corner, right in front of the right pylon, and it stops the clock with 7.6 to go. Not a bad guy to throw the ball deep to, as Norris, big guy, 6'4", 178 pounds. That ball just hung in the air enough for Posley to come over from his free safety spot to knock it away. Got to think maybe one or two more plays coming up for Troy. Jackson Heights leads 20-0, 7.6 on the clock. Troy taking a ton of time to get out of the huddle on this play. Second and 10 from the 15-yard line. Two receivers split to the right, one to the left, two running back to the backfield with Anderson. Now a man in motion from right to left. Anderson, high snap, pulls it down. Now throws the ball back to the right side, looking for Norris again. A jump ball, did he grab it? He's right on the right pylon, and they are going to say touchdown. What a play by Jarrett Norris from 15 yards out. Norris, that is touchdown reception number 6 on this season, and a huge touchdown for the Troy Trojans. In double coverage, Norris just went over the top like he's pulling a rebound away from a defender and just yanked it down for a touchdown in the front right corner of the end zone. So now here's Reagan Hartman for the point after with 1.7 on the clock. Good snap, good hold. Boot is low, but it is through. So with that, a timeout with 1.7 to go in the half. A big touchdown for Troy. Jackson Heights now with a 20-7 lead on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Mom, I got the job. I got the job.
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
An 11-play drive that takes 2 minutes and 52 seconds off the clock leaves just a 1.7 on the remaining time of the second quarter, and a 15-yard touchdown pass from Cam Anderson to Jarrett Norris makes it a 2-score game as we approach our halftime. Hartman will give it a boot, though, to probably finish off this first half. There's a boot, a short swip kick that's going to be fielded by an up man at the 37-yard line with .8 left on the clock. We'll see if Jackson Heights just kneels down on the football if they try to throw one deep. Well, that is just a huge touchdown, though, for Troy, because you look at this first half. They had negative yardage for the majority of this first half until that last drive, and they have still just 40 total yards of offense here through the first two quarters, but they're only down 2 scores. Jackson Heights is going to get the football to start the third quarter, and it looks like Jackson Heights probably just going to hand the football off and go into the halftime break. But we'll see. They'll just kneel down on it, so Bosley will take the knee, and that's it for the first half. So, two quarters in the books, but Troy has climbed back and now trailed by just two scores. At the end of two quarters of play, our halftime score, it is Jackson Heights 20, Troy 7. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back with a first half statistic here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Cindy Howard, owner of Kellerman Insurance. Being an independent insurance agency means that we can offer you choice with multiple companies that we write for.
This is Christy Dole. We view our community as our family, and we are here to take care of you.
This is Cindy Weiler. Come on in. Talk to us. We can discuss what you have and what's important to you, whether it's business or personal. We can help you protect it.
This is Rob Wilson. Your claim process starts with me. We want to walk with you through the process to make sure that you're taken care of when you need us the most.
This is Christy Wilson. Come see us. Kellerman Insurance in Holton. Plan now for peace of mind later.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler DDS on Facebook.
Push more, pull more, lift more, and save more with a new Mahindra tractor right now at Heinen Repair. Take advantage of cash discounts and low interest or no interest financing up to 84 months available with approved credit. See Heinen for details. Mahindra is the official tractor of Tough, and you're tough too. Sounds like we have a lot in common. Save big on Mahindra at Heinen Repair. Lots more there than just repair. Shop in-store or online at HeinenRepair.com.
Are you telling me that if I bring in the best price I can find on a set of tires, there's somebody that'll not only match it, but beat it by 10% or more? Get out of town.
Yeah, that's exactly what you need to do. Get out of town to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton. Their low prices and selection are the reason people in Jackson and surrounding counties are getting out of town to Wilson's Direct. If it doesn't say direct in the name, you'll pay too much.
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
Wilson'sDirectTires.com.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back to Jackson Heights High School. We're at halftime of tonight's featured game of the week on FM 103.9 KNZA. Alongside Seth Tollefson, I am Johnny Kane. And, well, first half, a 20-7 lead for Jackson Heights. They had all the momentum for the majority of the half, but Troy gets a late touchdown right before the break to make it just a two-score game here at intermission. Troy got the opening kickoff, went three and out. Jackson Heights then got their opening possession of the game, and all it took was three plays for Jason Bosley to find Grant Ammon for the first score. Four receivers set on third down and seven. Two receivers split each way. Bacon is a tailback to the right of Bosley. Bosley back to throw. Three-step drop, steps up, looks back over the middle, looking for Ammon. He makes the catch to the 40-yard line, now breaks free. 50-yard line, 45-40, 35-30, 25-20. 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Cobras. Grant Ammon with his sixth touchdown of the year. A 75-yard strike from Jason Bosley, and just like that, the Cobras strike first. The Cobras then forced another three and out on Troy's second possession, and seven plays later, Jackson Heights was up 14-0 after the blink of an eye on a 2-yard touchdown run by Jason Bosley. Bosley takes the chest high. He's going to keep it himself over the right guard and walk into the end zone for a touchdown. Bosley, his second rushing touchdown of the season, and the Cobras lead 14-0 with 2 minutes to go in the opening quarter. The Jacksonite defense would force another three and out, then got a turnover on downs, then another three and out. After both teams traded possessions, it was Jacksonites getting up 20-0 on a 39-yard run by Wyatt Bacon. The underneath give to Bacon along the right side. He's got room, 35-yard line, 30. Breaks free to 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Cobras. A 39-yard run by Wyatt Bacon. And for Bacon, that is touchdown run number 4 of the season. And the Cobras are up 3 scores. There, it looked like it was going to be a boat race for the Cobras, who led 20-0, and it held Troy to negative yards in the first half. But Troy goes on a 11-play drive that takes 2 minutes and 50 seconds off the clock. And with 1 second remaining in the first half, Cam Anderson found Jarrett Norris for a big score. Two receivers split to the right, one to the left, two running backs in the backfield with Anderson. Now a man in motion from right to left. Anderson, high snap, pulls it down. Now throws the ball back to the right side, looking for Norris again. A jump ball, did he grab it? He's right on the right pylon, and they are going to say touchdown. What a play by Jarrett Norris from 15 yards out. Norris, that is touchdown reception number 6 on this season, and a huge touchdown for the Troy Trojans. Just like that, Troy back in the football game, down by just 2 scores, giving us our halftime score of 20-7. So just a big first half for Jackson Heights, but Troy, they have crept back into this game. And Troy, with only 40 yards of offense, only down 2 scores. As we look here at the first half statistics, they are brought to you by the NETA Tax Services in Whiting for year-round tax help that goes beyond tax preparation. Visit NEK Tax Services and Accounting in Whiting. So, again, Troy only has 40 total yards of offense in the first half. Negative 15 yards rushing for the Trojans, 55 yards through the air. As Cam Anderson threw for 55 yards and that one touchdown on 7 of 13 completions. Gavin Fumler, 5 carries for 13 yards. That's the only rushing that Troy has tonight, as Anderson has been sacked a couple of times to attest to that negative yardage rushing for Troy. Jarrett Norris, 3 catches, 37 yards, and that one touchdown. Reagan Hartman, 2 for 12, and Austin Grable, 1 catch for 2 yards for Troy. Jackson Heights, meanwhile, 209 total yards of offense, 86 on the ground, averaged 6.6 yards per carry, 123 yards through the air. Individually, Jackson Heights was led on the ground by Wyatt Bacon, 5 carries, 48 yards, and a touchdown. Jason Bosley, 5 carries, 32 yards, he had a score. Jude Williams, 2 carries for 9 yards, and Titus Eisenbarth had 1 carry for negative 3 yards. Bosley through the air, 7 of 10 for 123 yards and a score. Silas Holiday, 2 catches for 13 yards, but the big numbers, Grant Ammon, 5 catches, 110 yards, and 1 score for Jackson Heights, who leads 20-7 here at intermission. So with that, we're going to step aside. We'll come back. We'll take a look at some scores of other games around the area. But our halftime score, Jackson Heights 20. Troy 7. We'll take that break. We'll come back on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Rainbow Communications is participating in the Emergency Broadband Benefit Program. The program is designed to help families and households struggling to afford internet service during the COVID-19 pandemic. Rainbow Communications customers can apply for the program through getemergencybroadband.org. The program will provide a discount of up to $50 per month toward broadband eligible households and up to $75 per month for households on qualifying tribal lands. For more information on Rainbow's participation in the Emergency Broadband Benefit Program, visit rainbowtel.net/broadbandbenefit.
A successful team is one that is dedicated, passionate, and hardworking. The team at NEK Tax Services in Whiting brings that approach with each client they encounter. Jacob Yinks, Courtney Brockoff, and Megan Bodenhausen work together each day to provide the highest quality of service to our clients. If you're looking for a tax professional to help with your tax situation, give us a call at 785-873-3414 or visit us at nektax.com.
Need help funding your passion? Whether it's traveling to exotic places, entertaining guests with your 5-star culinary expertise, showcasing your interior design skills, or anything in between, a low-interest home equity line of credit from Morrill & James Bank, a division of Bank of Blue Valley, is here to help. Visit bankbv.com/HELOC or stop by one of our branches in Hiawatha, Sabetha, or Atchison to get started today. Morrill & James Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
Seth Tollison here with you on the Halftime Show here again on 103.9 FM KNZA. As right now, again, we've got a matchup in a former DVL rivalry, as it is Troy and Jackson Heights here tonight. They meet up in a district ball game here this evening. Again, our feature game on 103.9 FM. As tonight, the Cobras coming into this one with a 2-2 record. Kind of a struggle here to start the season. They have a 1-2 record in district number 2. The Trojans of Troy coming in with a 500 mark in the district at 1-1 in an overall record of 3-1, but right now it's Jackson Heights. They lead this one here this evening as they put up 3 touchdowns quickly and lead it 20-7. The Trojans able to finally get on the board there in the second-to-last play of the game to get their lone touchdown. So get a halftime score. Jackson Heights leads Troy here this evening 20-7. Other halftime scores coming in here tonight. It is ACCHS and Marhill Mount Academy, as this is a good game here. The Tigers lead this one 22-14 over the Ravens. Again, this is a district game as well, as this game in Class 2A in District number 4, this game being heard on CARE 93.7 FM. Again, it's the Tigers 22, the Ravens 14 at the half. Another halftime score. This is a Division 2 game, and you got to mark this one on the calendar as possibly one of the biggest games in the state, as here in Northeast Kansas, it's the only game on my score sheet here tonight that pits two undefeated teams against each other. Frankfort coming into this one 4-0 with a 3-0 record in the division, while Axtell 4-0 as well and a 2-0 district record. And tonight it's the Eagles all over the Wildcats 40-8. And after Axtell's big win over Hanover last week, this would pretty much wrap up the TVL crown for the Axtell Eagles. As again, these were the two tough games they had on their schedule, Frankfort and again Hanover, and Axtell again with a big lead at the half over Frankfort 40-8. Also, here's another halftime score. Rock Creek rolled over Hiawatha last week, but tonight they're getting all they can handle from the Blue Jays, as it's Rock Creek leading this one 20-13 over Sabetha. That game at the half, that's being heard on the Sabetha channel at mscsports.net. Also tonight in the Big 7 League in Class 3A here this evening, it is Holton and Royal Valley. This game with 9 minutes to go left in the first half, all Wildcats here, 35-0, as Royal Valley here struggling this evening. That game 35-0, again, Holton with a big lead. That game on the Holton channel, also at mscsports.net. Homecoming tonight at Hiawatha, as the Redhawks try to bounce back after that tough loss on the road at Rock Creek last week. And they're doing just that, as they found their offense 31-0. They lead the Tigers at the half, again, for the Redhawk homecoming. Again, those are the scores we've got for you here at the half. We'll get you, again, all of a complete rundown of our scores and finals here tonight. We'll also take a look at district standings coming up in the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. We'll get to that coming up after our broadcast of the game tonight, starting somewhere in between 9:30 and 9:45. So if you would like to catch all of the scores from tonight's Week 5 action, tune in this evening for the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. We're going to take our next break. We'll come back with second half action coming up here on 103.9 FM KNZA.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
This pandemic doesn't seem to be going away, and neither is Denison State Bank. We've been doing this for 120 years now, so we have the experience to get through tough times and the loyalty to offer to our customers and communities.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
John McManagle offers HVAC and handyman service around the Holton area. Call John at 969-6400. McManagle's Climate Controlled Storage is also available and insect-free. For HVAC service and other small jobs, to Insight Storage, call John McManagle in Holton.
Ireland Custom Exhaust has changed our business name to Ice Automotive.
We offer much more than exhaust repair as a full-service automotive shop that works to maintain the overall life of your vehicle, and we treat every customer and vehicle as if it were our own.
Started in the 1950s by my granddad, Marion Wood, our family has provided automotive repair with top-quality work, reasonable prices, and honesty.
At Ice, we look forward to building a long-term relationship with you, local family business.
Ice Automotive, just south of Holton on Highway 75.
Need some team spirit? How about Lasting Impressions? Your apparel headquarters is Lasting Impressions in Northeast Kansas, specializing in screen printing, embroidery, vinyl graphics, and more. Located off Highway 75 in Holton, Lasting Impressions, where fan enthusiasm begins.
103.9 FM KNZA.
Welcome back to Jackson Heights High School. Getting close to start the third quarter of tonight's Class 1A district game between Jackson Heights and Troy. It is Jackson Heights up 20-7 as we get ready to start this third quarter. This is a District 2 game. And really a big game when you look at it for the overall scheme of things, because coming into this game, Troy was 1-1 in district play. Jackson Heights was 1-2 in district play. And so overall, you look to this game as a big one, especially for Jackson Heights, because they lose another one, they're in a bad spot. But right now, Jackson Heights leads 20-7, and Centralia has a 3-0 record in this District 2. Jeff County North is 2-0 as well. They are meeting up tonight. I haven't seen a score from that one. That's one of the games I haven't seen. While Buncee is taking on Valley Heights, and Horton has a non-district game here tonight. So Horton is at Central Heights. Again, that's a non-district game for Horton. So a big one here tonight, though, for Jackson Heights and Troy both, as Jackson Heights is trying to avoid their third district loss. But Troy right now is 1-1 in district play. So this is a big one for them as well. So, again, we're going to start the third quarter. Let's take one final timeout. Then we'll come back and we'll kick off quarter number three with Jackson Heights leading Troy 20-7 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
What do people like most, you think, about the experience of getting a new vehicle here at Holt House?
People like having one person that they deal with. When you go in the paperwork office, in the finance office, you get to deal with Stephanie, and we don't have any admin fees, no dock fees, none of that crazy stuff a lot of other places have. So it's pretty straightforward and honest, and we just try to be upfront about it. I get a lot of good feedback from those things.
Our name means a great
online at HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? The best time to take control of your health is now, and Community Healthcare System is offering a great chance at our October 9th health fair at the Onega Community Hospital. Call to schedule an appointment between 7 and 10 a.m. Walk-ins are also welcome. Complete blood count, chemistry panel, thyroid screen, cholesterol panel, and hemoglobin A1C for diabetes screening is $25. Men can add a PSA test for only $10. Flu shots and COVID-19 vaccines will also be available. More details at chcsks.org. The Community Healthcare System Health Fair, Saturday, October 9th at Onega Community Hospital.
Hey, it's Nikki from the Pines in Holton. Wanted to give you a quick update on what's going on at the Pines. We currently are seeking applicants for CNA and CMAs. We offer competitive pay, an awesome work environment, flexible scheduling. We also have rooms available for your loved ones. Call us today at 785-364-3314. At the Pines, it's our family caring for yours.
State Farm, this is Andrea.
Yeah, what if I get into an accident in, say, Accident, Arkansas?
Anywhere in the U.S., State Farm has you covered.
I do something clumsy in Clutzville? I get dinged in Denton?
North Carolina or Texas?
Both.
Then we'll send two trucks.
Well played.
State Farm handles more claims than any other company. Over 35,000 per day. Get to a better state. State Farm.
In Holton, contact Gus Suarez at 364-3890 on Highway 75 in Holton.
103.9 FM KNZA.
Ready to start the third quarter, 20-7. Jackson Heights leads Troy. A quick chat with former colleague Jake Spaulding. Good to see him here in Jackson Heights High School. Well, that we're ready to go. Jackson Heights will go from left to right in this third quarter. Troy will go from right to left. Jackson Heights again in their home green tops, gold bottoms, gold helmets, gold numerals trimmed in white. And Troy in their road white tops, blue bottoms, and blue helmets here tonight. 20-7 our score as the third quarter is set to get underway. Reagan Hartman gets us underway. The line drive kick will be fielded by Bosley at the 20-yard line. Brings him to the near side of the 30, still on his feet, 35. Finally yanked down from behind at the 40-yard line. Actually, it was Jude Williams on the return for Jackson Heights as he got to the right at the 40. And in a good field position to start this drive for the Cobras. Jackson Heights had six drives in the first half, and they scored on three of them, although one of those drives was just a kneel down to end the second quarter. So first and 10 for the Cobras from their own 40-yard line. Three running backs in the backfield with Jason Bosley at quarterback. It's the give to Bacon. He tries to bounce it outside. He gets to the 45-yard line and finally shoved out of bounds there. So pick up a five for Wyatt Bacon on first down. Brings up a second down and manageable for the Cobras. Jackson Heights was pretty balanced in the first half. 90 yards rushing, 120 yards passing. Second down and five coming up. Ball spotted along the right hash. Again, the Cobras go from left to right. Two running, two receivers split each way. Bacon to the right of Bosley. Bosley to throw. Looking left side. Throws left side. Has Ammon. Makes the catch of the 45. Gets a block near a first down. And he's finally spun out of bounds across midfield to the 49, 48-yard line of Troy. And a gain of 7 yards. Bosley with an extremely efficient night passing the football. He's now 8 of 11. For over 130 yards and a touchdown. Grant Ammon is over 100 yards already in this game. He's got six receptions. So first and 10 for the Cobras from the Troy 48-yard line. The ball spotted on the left hash. Holiday splits out by himself on the near side. His three running backs go to the backfield with Bosley. Takes a low snap. Hands it to Bacon along the right side. He breaks free to the 45-yard line. Then gets thrown down at the 44 by Troy's Kemper Clary, the junior, makes the stop after a gain of about 4 yards. So second down and about six coming up for the Cobras. Jackson Heights again leads 20-7. They scored three touchdowns early and led 20-0, but Troy got a late touchdown in the first half to make it a two-score game. Jackson Heights on their opening drive in the third quarter, rolling in Detroit territory to the 44-yard line. Second down and six. Bosley steps back to throw, but before that, we're going to have whistles and flags. And it's going to be now on the line of scrimmage on the far side, likely against Jackson Heights. It's going to be a false start against the Cobras, which will be their fourth penalty of the night. Now Julian Budo is going to come running off the field. He's favoring his left leg. That is not good for the Cobras. He's an integral part of the offensive and defensive line, the 5'9 junior. Not really being attended to, so it looks like he might have just either got a cramp or twisted an ankle. But nonetheless, second down and 11 now for Jackson Heights back at the 49-yard line. Mosley back to throw, three-step drop, steps up. He's going to try to take off and run. Gets to the line of scrimmage and then gets pulled down from behind. And he'll get about 4 yards, maybe three. As Jarrett Norris is there on the stop along with Kemper Clary. So a 5 yard pickup for Bosley. We'll make it a third down and about seven coming up for the Cobras. 10:15 to go in the third quarter, a 20-7 lead for Jackson Heights. Udo still down this near sideline for the Cobras. Nobody really tending to him. It looks like he's just trying to stretch something out. The third down and seven for Jackson Heights. Ball just past the 45-yard line of Troy. Single receivers split each way. Two running backs to the backfield with Bosley, who's in the shotgun. Bosley takes the snap. He'll keep himself over the right guard. He gets yanked down, and a bunch of flags fly. And it'll be a face mask against Troy. It'll be a first down pick up due to the penalty for the Cobras. It was a run of about 3 yards for Bosley, and then they'll tack on 15 more to the end of that. And everybody on the field was able to see that that was a face mask, but there's also a player down for Troy. Can't quite see who that is. I think it's Braden Hamilton it is. Yeah, Hamilton is just shaking up. He's holding his right side. He is off the field, and he'll walk off the field under his own power. So now here's the official call, a personal foul, face mask against Troy. So they'll have the 3-yard run and then tack on 15 more to the end of that. For Troy, that just continues their tough night in the penalty margin. That is their 7th penalty for 55 yards in this game. And that'll march the football all the way up to near the 25-yard line. So that is where Jackson Heights will have 1st and 10 with 9.5 to go in the third quarter. Single receivers each way. Mosley takes the low snap. He's just going to have to gobble it up, and he'll be gobbled up back to the 30-yard line and a loss of 5 yards. A low snap just killed that play from the start. Jack Hartman, a freshman, came in to make that tackle for Troy. That's his first tackle for loss of the season, but it's a loss of 5 yards for Jackson Heights. Play number 7 coming up for Jackson Heights. Mosley to throw, rolling right side, throws it to Bacon in the right flat, takes to the 30-yard line, 25, they get spun out of bounds at about the 22-yard line. They'll give him to the 23. That'll be a gain of 8 yards. Actually, they mark him back at the 24-yard line, so a pickup of 7. It'll make it now a more third down and manageable. That's the first catch of the day for Wyatt Bacon. So 3rd down and 7 coming up for Jackson Heights. Triangle formation in the backfield with 3 running backs with Jason Bosley and the pistol in the middle. Takes the snap to throw. Throws left side for Ammon. He makes the grab, and he's going to be tackled immediately, but it'll be a 1st down pickup for the Cobras inside of the 15-yard line to the 14. And a gain of 9 yards will move the 6. This is a simple slant route, and Ammon got the inside position and was easily made the catch for the 1st down pickup. So this will be the 9th play of the drive coming up as we're under 8 minutes to go. The Cobras have already taken 4 minutes off this third quarter clock. Jackson Heights leads 20-7, looking for more. In that triangle formation in the backfield. Wyatt Bacon, the deep man. Bosley awaits the snap. Takes it chest high, hands it off to Bacon up the middle. He bounces through a couple of tacklers and rolls inside of the 10-yard line all the way down to the 6 for a gain of 8 yards. So Jackson Heights now all of a sudden has the offense rolling. They're all the way down to the Troy 6-yard line. Three passing plays on this drive, 6 running plays. Williams, Eisenbarth, and Bacon, the 3 tailbacks once again, and now we'll have whistles and a flag fly right at the line of scrimmage from the near side official. This is going to be a false start against Jackson Heights. Our 2nd penalty of this third quarter. They now have 5 penalties for 40 yards on the night. So instead of 2nd and about 1.5 yards from the 6, it'll be 2nd and 6 back at the 10 and a half yard line or so. Anything for Jackson Heights. They're taking a ton of time off this third quarter clock. Nearly half of the third quarter is already wound down. How can the Cobras finish it off? 2nd down and 6. Ammon on the far side. And now we're going to have another false start against Jackson Heights. I think. Wait, we'll see. Williams, the running back, took off. But the Jackson Heights coaching staff is pleading that it was Troy who jumped first to make Jackson Heights jump off. And they're going to wave the penalty off. So like an inadvertent whistle, it'll just wave that penalty flag off, and now Jackson Heights going to huddle back up and reset with 6:31 to go in the third quarter, and a second and six play coming up from the 10. Quick score update. Centralia leads Jeff County North 7-6 at halftime. Second and six is a give to Bacon up the middle. He gets near the first down. He gets up to the 7-yard line. It's going to be close. It'll be about 2 yards short. It'll bring up a third down and two. So imagine two plays here for Jackson Heights to try to get 2 yards. Third down, about 2.5. Bosley awaits the snap. Three running backs in the backfield with them. Bosley will just keep it straight away up the middle. He's got the first down inside of the 5-yard line. Actually, he's going to be very close to a first down as they spot him right at about the 4-yard line. And that'll be right at the first down marker. They're going to call it fourth down right now, but the referee's going to come in and give it a quick look before he signals first down Jackson Heights. So the Cobras will pick up the first down. That'll bring up now a first and goal from the 3-yard line. Actually, they'll call it about the 4-yard line. That'll be spotted on the right hash with 5:15 to go in the third. So first and goal. Another triangle formation here for the Cobras. Bosley takes the snap, gives it to Bacon over the right tackle. He tries to bounce it outside, and they'll bounce it into the end zone for a touchdown. The second rushing touchdown for Wyatt Bacon of the night. And it gives the Cobras a 3-score lead once again with 5:05 to go in the third. What a drive by Jackson Heights. 12 plays take over half of the third quarter clock away and result in a 4-yard run by Wyatt Bacon. Now the Cobras will go for two. Triangle formation once again, single receivers each way. Cobras operate from left to right. Bosley takes the snap, rolls it out to the left side, looking to throw. Now he's under pressure, steps back up, throws the ball back over the middle, and it is going to be dropped. Had it to Eisenbarth, threw an absolute rocket to Eisenbarth who couldn't hang on. The pass ball is incomplete, and the conversion try is no good. So with that, we have a timeout on the field with 5:05 to go in the third quarter. It's Jackson Heights now leading 26-7 on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Medical Pharmacy in Holton is your independent and locally owned pharmacy taking pride in providing the best possible service and care to our area communities. Medical Pharmacy focuses on convenience by offering free in-town delivery as well as a drive-up window to pick up your prescriptions. Call or stop by to inquire about the new mobile app for Medical Pharmacy with online bill pay options as well. Offering COVID and flu vaccines too from local pharmacists you know like Joe, Jeff, Leslie, and Dalton. Medical Pharmacy located adjacent to the hospital in Holton.
103.9 FM KNZA.
A 12 play drive that takes over half of the third quarter clock away, and it results in a 4-yard touchdown run by Wyatt Bacon to give Jackson Heights a 26-7 lead over Troy. A big boy drive by the Cobras out of the halftime break. Troy got that touchdown right before the halftime to pull within 2 scores, but Jackson Heights puts it back up to a 3-score game with 5:05 to go in the third quarter. Draft summary brought to you by Wilson Tire. When selection and service matter, contact Matt and Terry Wilson at Wilson Tire in Holton. WilsonTireKS.com. So Aiden Doyle will boot the football away for the Cobras. High end over end kick that'll be fielded by an up man of Troy at the 23-yard line on the return. This is Braden Hamilton. still with the football, and he gets across the 30 to the 32-yard line before he is spun down there. So Troy will start this drive, which is their first of the second half, with 4:57 to go in the third quarter. Wow, here's a final score that nobody saw coming. Axtell blows out Frankfort 54-8 in what was a matchup of top five teams in the state. Axtell back-to-back weeks. They beat the defending state champion Hanover Wildcats last week 30-24 and then a 54-8 drubbing of Frankfort tonight. Axtell is 5-0. Score is brought to you by Holthouse Auto House in Fairview. How many Holthouse vehicles have you seen today? Anderson to throw on first down, throws the ball to the right flat that's dropped by Bowden Bennett at the 37-yard line. It falls incomplete, bring up second and 10. Troitus has not really been able to get anything going offensively. They had that lone drive of the first half right there before the end of the second quarter where they drove down for a touchdown, but they had negative 10 yards at one point late in the second quarter of total offense. Second and 10 for the Trojans from the 32-yard line. Anderson to throw. Under pressure, rolls out to the right. Now steps up. He's going to take off and run. Now he's going to throw a ball back late. Had Norris wide open over the middle, but just too tall for his big wide receiver over the middle of the field at the 50-yard line. The ball's incomplete, and will bring up third down and 10. He could have hit Norris in the numbers. Norris had plenty of green grass in front of him. But instead, it's third down and 10 as Julian Budo again runs off the field. He's still favoring that left side. Third and 10 for the Trojans from their own 32-yard line. Three receivers split to the right. A single receiver on the near side for Anderson. Cam back to throw. Pumps right. Now rolling left side. Under pressure, just throws the ball back late, and it's going to be out of play. He tried to get it to Austin Grable. He threw it, just try to mainly just throw it out of bounds. And that'll bring up a fourth down and a punt coming up for the Trojans. A punt coming up for the Trojans. It'll be Jarrett Norris who will boot it away. Jason Bosley awaits the kick back at his own 35-yard line. Good snap. Norris runs, gets the boot away. Low line drive kick that'll take a Troy roll inside of the 35-yard line of the 32. And that is where it'll be knocked dead by Braden Hamilton. That is where Jackson Heights will start their second drive of the half. .432 to go in the third quarter. Jackson Heights had the football for over 6 minutes, nearly 7 minutes of this third quarter to open up the third. And then Troy only had the football for about 30 seconds at three incompletions. And punted it right back to Jackson Heights, who hands it off to Bacon on first down, but he's chopped down immediately at the line of scrimmage. And Reagan Hartman made that stop for Troy. No gain on the play, second and 10. .36-7, Jackson Heights with the lead over Troy. They get us the Class 1A district game tonight. We are in District 2, the two other District 2 games tonight, Valley Heights and Wabunsee and Centralia and Jeff County North. Bosley, it's the ball over the middle that was nearly intercepted by Austin Grable, but somehow Silas Holiday just put up his finger at the last second and was able to tip it away, trying to get it to Holiday on a slant here on the near flat. This falls incomplete, brings up third and 10. That's the first real dangerous pass we have seen from Bosley here tonight. Has been great. 10 of 14 for 146 yards and a touchdown for Jason Bosley tonight. Bosley also has a rushing touchdown. And Wyatt Bacon has the other two rushing touchdowns for the Cobras. 3:51 to go in the third. Third down and 10. Spot at the 32-yard line. Right, straight between the hashes, two receivers split each way. Bosley to throw. Under pressure, rolls to the right side, gets it to Bacon in the flat, but he's going to be hit and tackled immediately. Jarrett Norris there for the stop at the 30-yard line. Also Clary there as well. It'll be a loss of 2 yards and bring up a 4th and 12. So the Troy defense gets a big stop. Now Troy's going to make something happen quickly. Punt coming up, though, for the Cobras, 4th and 12. And Preston Christensen will drop back. I want to welcome those that have now joined us on 92.1 KMZA after we talked earlier. Axel with a drubbing of Frankfurt, 54-8. 3 minutes to go in the third quarter here, 26-7. Jackson Heights leads Troy. Jackson Heights to punt. Grant Hammond boots it away. High, wobbly kick. It's going to bounce to the 32-yard line and then roll out of bounds at about the 24. So that is where Troy will start this drive. What a punt by Grant Hammond. So 2:53 to go. Troy looking to get something going offensively. They went 3 and out on their first drive of the third quarter. They've only had one drive so far with only 2:53 to go. That is because Jackson Heights opened up the third quarter with a 12-play drive that took nearly 7 minutes off the clock and resulted in a touchdown run by Wyatt Bacon, his second of the night, to make it a 26-7 score. So first and 10 for Troy from their own 24-yard line. Anderson to throw. Will throw a screen to the right flat, and it's going to be dropped. Norris tried to run before he caught the football, but it falls incomplete. And it'll bring up 2nd and 10. Troy just has not seemed to have anything clicking at all tonight so far through 2.5 quarters. Jackson Heights was just simply ready to go from the start. You look at their last week's loss to Waubunsee, 22-8, where they committed almost 200 yards of penalties. Cobras knew that if they could just shore that up, they would have a chance to do something special here tonight. So far, they've been great. Two receivers split each way on 2nd and 10. Anderson throws a screen to the near flat. It's caught by Austin Graber. We'll get a block and get to the 29-yard line, but that's it. As Braden Hamilton threw the block for him on the near side, a gain of 5 yards. And it'll bring up 3rd down and 5. That's the first completion of the second half for Cam Anderson. Who's had a tough night. 8 of 18 passing is Anderson, but now he's got a big 3rd down and 5 play. Showing blitz, Bosley off the edge. Anderson rolls to the right side, throws the ball to the right flat, but it's going to be short of his intended target. And it falls incomplete as he was trying to get it to Jarrett Norris right at the 1st down sticks, but it falls incomplete, and they'll bring up a 4th down and 5. And we'll see if Troy punts the football away here. Right now they're in punt formation on 4th and 5. At some point, though, Troy's going to have to start thinking about going for some of these 4th and manageables. 2:12 to go in the third. 26-7 is the score. Good snap. Norris gets the boot away. Wobbly end-over-end kick that'll bounce at the 40-yard line. And it'll just drop dead right there at the 39. And that is where Jackson Heights will start this drive. So back-to-back punts for Troy to start the third quarter. And now is the third drive with the third for the Cobras. Drive will start with 2:03 to go. It's 1st and 10 from the 39-yard line. All spotted near the right hash. 3 running backs in the backfield in that triangle formation. This is Bosley on a keeper over the right tackle. He'll push his way forward to the 44, 45-yard line. I'll give him to the 44 and a gain of 5 yards. Jackson Heights so far tonight, when you look at the final statistics, they are rushing for over 5.5 yards per carry. And for a total, they have run for 132 yards. Second and 5 from just shy of the 45-yard line. 90 seconds remaining in the third quarter. Give straight ahead to Wyatt Bacon. He hits the line and then gets shoved back. The interior defensive line of Troy holds serve there. And for Clary there along with Jack Hartman. Short gain of about 2 yards will bring up 3rd and 3. Third down, 3 coming up for the Cobras. Troy defense needs a huge stop right now. We're under a minute to go in the third quarter, trailing by 19. Bosley has 2 or 3 running backs around him in the backfield. Takes the snap, rolls left side, pitches it out late to Bacon. He tries to make a move. He does. 50-yard line, breaks free. 40, 35, 30. See you later. Wyatt Bacon to the house. His third rushing touchdown of the night. This one from 53 yards out and nearly puts the nail in the coffin for the Jackson Heights Cobras. Troy had 3 defenders waiting on Wyatt Bacon. He made 1 sharp cut to the inside and saw nothing but green grass in front of him. It took at the distance 53 yards for his 3rd score of the evening. Just 3 plays is all it takes for the Cobras to pick up what could be the nail in the coffin in this game tonight with only 30 seconds to go in the third quarter. Now Jackson Heights goes for 2. In that triangle formation in the backfield. Bosley rolls out right, throws right, and it's going to be knocked away as he's trying to get it to Jude Williams. But it's knocked down by Cam Anderson, and the 2-point try is no good. But we have a timeout with 30 seconds to go in the third quarter. It is 32-7. Jackson Heights all over Troy here on the MSE Sports Radio Network.
Even though we don't know what life has in store for our homes or autos, we can still prepare. Introducing the Damage Doesn't Have to Be Too Damaging policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. For details, contact me, Brad Noller, agent, at 364-3302 or stop by and see us on the Holton Square today.
KNZA.
Jackson Heights has blown this game open on a 3-play drive, a 53-yard touchdown run by Wyatt Bacon as the drive goes 59 yards officially. It ends with that score by Bacon, his 3rd rushing touchdown of the night. It gives Jackson Heights a 32-7 lead. That drive summary brought to you by Wilson Tire. Selection and service matter. Contact Matt and Terry Wilson at Wilson Tire and Holton. Visit the ball line at WilsonTireKS.com. Oh, Wyatt Bacon might be cementing himself as our Citizens State Bank and Trust Company and Hiawatha player of the game. And Troy can continue to roll along here in this second half. Just been a dominant performance so far by the Cobras. We're looking to just try to find a way to bounce back after a tough loss to Waubunsee just a week ago. So Doyle has the football teed back up. He'll give it a boot. End-over-end kick will be fielded by Hamilton, who falls down at the 23-yard line. Hamilton just slipped and fell as he tried to make that grab right there at the 23, so that's where the Trojans will start this drive with 27.6 to go in the third quarter. I want to welcome those listening now also on 92.1 KMZA. As our game of the week on 92.1 was a blowout. Nobody expected. Axtell beats Frankfort 54-8 in just a dominant performance tonight by the team that should probably be the number one ranked team in every publication when it comes out on Monday or Tuesday. Axtell has been dominant all season long so far. Had a win over Hanover last week and a big win over Frankfort this week. Here's a screen play on first down to the left flat. This is Fumler. Gets away from the first man and rolls across the 25-yard line of the 28. And a pickup of 4 yards. As It's actually the first catch of the night for Gavin Fumler. Troy, just 53 total yards of offense tonight as we have reached the end of the third quarter. Three quarters are in the books. Jackson Heights all over Troy. The Cobras with a 32-7 lead as we enter the fourth quarter when we come back on the MSE Sports Radio Network.
At Holton Community Hospital and our family medicine clinics, delivering quality care is not only our responsibility but our passion. We think of care not just about treating symptoms but also about attention to the whole person. We are dedicated to serving our community in every way. Let us provide your personalized care with Hometown Heart. That's what we do. Holton Community Hospital and Holton, Hoyt, and Wetmore Family Medicine, together we will show you the difference between treatment and care. Visit HoltonHospital.com for more information.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Duran and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Duran with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
103.9 FM KNZA.
Back ready to start the fourth quarter, 32-7. Jackson Heights leads Troy. Troy with a second down and six coming up as we start the fourth. Second and six from the 28-yard line near the left hash. Bennett's in motion from right to left. Anderson by himself in the shotgun. Three-step drop, though, to the right side. Has Norris for a first down at the 35-yard line. Gets all the way to the 40-yard line before he is chopped down there. It's a gain of 12 yards, and we'll move the sticks. That's the first catch for Norris here of the second half. And we're going to get whistles before this first and 10 play. It's going to be a false start against Troy. Be their eighth penalty of the night. Talk to Coach Derek Jasper next week on our locker room chats. I'm going to guess the one thing he says is just too many mistakes tonight for his group. First and 15 now for the Trojans, back to their own 35-yard line. Three receivers to the left side. Now Ellison Bennett to the fourth receiver to the left side as well. Anderson back over the middle, has his man. Caught at the 45-yard line. Stiff arms the man at the 50. Down to the 45, the 40. Still rumbling down to the 20-yard line is Preston Christensen. As he picks up a big chunk of yardage. Yards on that pitching catch. Now Anderson just lost the football. He went to throw and it just slipped out of his hand. It's actually a 24-yard completion from Anderson to Christensen. But after that drop, it's a loss of 6 yards. Troy has thrown the ball every single play of this third quarter of the second half so far. Anderson to throw again. Pumps right. Now under pressure. Rolls back left. Still under pressure. Rolls. Anderson steps up. Takes off and runs down the left sideline. Gets across the 40-yard line. Then gets spun out of bounds at about the 35. It'll be a positive gain of, I'll call it, almost 9 yards. Give him a full 10, actually, to make it now third down and just 6. Well, good run of 10 yards for Anderson to make it actually now a third down and 5, so a run of 11 yards for Cam Anderson. Third down and 5 coming up for the Trojans. Ball to the 36-yard line of Jackson Heights. 10:25 to go in the game. Anderson, a screen pass to the right side. It's nearly picked off, and it's caught by Norris, and he's tackled right away. Silas Holiday read that all the way, nearly picked it off, as he just followed Norris down the line and made the stop for a loss of four. That's just a great job of reading a scouting report by Silas Holiday. So now fourth down and nine. The Trojans are going to go for it. They have to. Under 10 minutes to go. 32-7 is our score. Jackson Heights with the lead. Anderson rolls right to throw. Now throws the ball back late. It's going to be well short of a first down as it was caught by North at the 35-yard line. And he dips out of bounds. I don't think he realized it was fourth down. It's a pickup of 5 yards, but that's not going to matter because it's going to be a turnover on down. It's pretty apparent. Norris just did not know that it was fourth down on that pass play. So turnover on downs. We'll give it back to Jackson Heights. They'll have it first and 10 at their own 35-yard line, do the Cobras. Imagine this is going to be a steady dose of Jason Bosley and Wyatt Bacon and those three running backs to the backfield. This will be a give to Jude Williams up the middle. He bounces it across the 40-yard line and gets to the 41 and gains 6 yards. That'll bring up second and four for Jackson Heights, who is going to take plenty of time. So you look at this for Jackson Heights. This is, barring something miraculously happen, a big win for the Cobras. They'll have an extremely tough game next week on the road at Opie, who is the top team in Class 1A. Here is a good hard-nosed run by Jude Williams. Picks up the first down and a couple more. He gains 7 yards and moves the chains on second and four. Back-to-back solid runs by Jude Williams. And the Cobras continue to move the football. So first and 10 coming up for Jackson Heights. It'll be from their own 47-yard line. And with the Cobras, you look at it, they'll move to 3-2 overall on the year as we start to kind of look ahead because Cobras have pretty much wrapped this thing up. And before that, we're going to have a timeout taken by Troy. We'll take this timeout with them, 8:39 to go in the game. It's 32-7. Jackson Heights leads on FM 103.9, KNZA Hiawatha.
Your independent and locally owned pharmacy taking pride in providing the best possible service and care to our area communities. Medical Pharmacy focuses on convenience by offering free in-town delivery as well as a drive-up window to pick up your prescriptions. Call or stop by to inquire about the new mobile app for Medical Pharmacy with online bill pay options as well. Offering COVID and flu vaccines too from local pharmacists you know like Joe, Jeff, Leslie, and Dalton. Medical Pharmacy located adjacent to the hospital in Holton.
Your home for Northeast Kansas sports. Your sports authority. Kansaland Radio.
To 32-7, our score here. Jackson Heights leads Troy. A good one brewing in the Atchison County rivalry. ACCHS leads Morgan Mount Academy 30-22 going into the fourth quarter there. So a really good game. You can catch that over on Care 93.7 FM. Tom and Gus Kauf have that one. Here, first and 10 for Jackson Heights from their own 47-yard line. Posley to throw under pressure. Steps up right. A flag flies. Throws over the middle. Williams wide open. He's going to be gone. See ya. 10-5. Touchdown, Cobras, but it might be coming back. As it sits right now, it's a 53-yard touchdown pass from Jason Posley to Jude Williams. But we await the penalty in the way the referees are acting. Bring it on back, and Grant Hammond takes his arm and motions it to his the rest of his offense, saying, come on back. It's against us. Flag is down right at the line of scrimmage, but Jude Williams was absolutely wide open. And actually now the Cobras are coming over and saying, actually, they think it's going to be against Troy. So that might actually be a 53-yard touchdown pass from Jason Posley to Jude Williams. It's going to be a personal foul against Troy, so the touchdown will count. So Jason Posley has his second passing touchdown of the night. And for Jude Williams, that is touchdown reception number one. Cobras have really blown this game open now. A 53-yard strike from Bosley to Jude Williams. That was just Jude's first catch of the evening, and it goes for six. So now the Cobras go for two. Bacon will be the tailback to the left of Bosley. 8:30 to go. Long wait. I think they're waiting for the referees to get set. So now they're good to go. So Mosley and shotgun, two receivers split each way. Mosley takes the snap, back to throw, back over the middle, and it's through the hands of Josh Smith, his intended target, and it falls incomplete. The two-point try is no good, but we do have a timeout. 8:30 to go in the game. It's 38-7. Jackson Heights all over Troy on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hurry up, dude. The game's about to start.
Nothing beats spending the day watching the game with your buddies.
Dude, I'm literally right here. Let's do this.
Which is why a shelter insurance renter's policy is key to your winning game plan. It protects things your landlord's policy doesn't.
Dude, where's your TV?
What? Oh, no way, dude.
Like that flat-screen TV that just got stolen.
See your local shelter insurance agents, Don Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha, for a free insurance review.
K-N-Z-A.
Out of the timeout, after the big 53-yard touchdown pass from Bosley to Jude Williams, only takes a couple of plays. And Jackson Heights is now lead by 31 points. After that personal foul penalty on that touchdown pass, they'll move the kickoff up to the 45-yard line of Troy. And so that is where Hayden Doyle will tee the football up. 8:30 to go. What a dominant performance, though, by Jackson Heights here tonight. Literally started from the beginning, led 14-0 at the blink of an eye in the first quarter. And Jackson Heights really has never looked back. Here's Doyle on the boot. End over end kick will be fielded. The 5-yard line on the return. Here's Christensen at the 15-yard line. Cuts it back inside and gets thrown down there at the 15. Good job of the kick coverage unit of Troy. Of Jackson Heights, as Trojans will have it first and 10 at their own 15 with 8:23 to go. See if we can find some scores of other games while we have a quick second. Hiawatha beats Jeff West 45-7. Again, Axtell beats Frankfort 54-8, a game you heard on 92.1 KMZA, as we are now live on both 103.9 and 92.1. We'll have the Community National Mixed High School School Board Show coming up at the conclusion of our game, about 5 minutes or so after we wrap up post-game show. Here's an underneath give for Troy on first down. It's going nowhere. Shoved back by the front of that line. Hayden Doyle in there to make the stop for Jackson Heights. Grant Ammon also in on that stop, as it was Fumler on the run. Devin Mock had the stop as well for Jackson Heights. Good game in the eight-man ranks. Lennon Blue Valley, they're tied at 36 with 4:14 to go in the third quarter there. The scores are brought to you by Holtown Auto House in Fairview. Anderson to throw, has the ball knocked out of his arm, and he gets it to the sideline of Jackson Heights, but that's it, and a flag is down. I think it's going to be roughing the passer. Flag back at the 3-yard line, right where Anderson released that pass. And it's going to be a personal foul against Jackson Heights. That'll be their sixth penalty of the night for 55 yards. So 7:38 to go. The Troy Trojans will now have a first and 10 from their own 30-yard line. Two receivers split each way. Now Bowden Bennett will go in motion from right to left. Cam Anderson to throw. Throws in the left flat to Bennett. He's got blockers in front of him. 35-yard line. Picked up a first down across the 40-yard line of the 41. But a flag is down. Ton of penalties tonight by both sides. Flag back at the 36-yard line. They're calling a legal block in the back. It is going to be the legal block in the back against Troy. So they'll call it 6 yards on the pitch and catch, and then they'll mark the penalty off from there. So let's move the football back to the 26-yard line. And it's first down and 14. High snap, bringing it down. Here's to set up a screen to Norris. He makes the catch at the 30-yard line. Breaks free to 35. Now the 40. Picks up a first down again at the 45-50. 45-40. Norris still on his feet at the 35-yard line. He's finally chopped down there. It's a pickup of 40 yards for Jarrett Norris on the screen pass. It's all the way down to the 34-yard line. First real big explosive play we've seen from this Troy offense tonight, but it might be too little too late. It's only 6:40 to remain. 38-7, all Jackson Heights there tonight. Other high snap, Anderson brings it down, rolls right looking to throw. He's going to throw a deep ball back to the right side, and it is going to be out of bounds. It is tangled up between Silas Holiday and Jarrett Norris, but it falls incomplete and stops the clock with 6:31 to go. Cam Anderson has now thrown the ball 28 times tonight. He is 15 for 28, 151 yards, and one touchdown. But something the Trojans have struggled with all year is rushing the football. And well, tonight they have negative 10 yards rushing with 6:31 to go in the game. Second and 10 from the 34 of Jackson Heights. Three receivers split left, one to the right. Anderson in the shotgun with Fumler is running back a step to his left. Just eye snap. Throw the ball in the left flat. This is Austin Grable on the catch. He gets to the 33-yard line. Not a whole lot after that. Just a gain of about a yard, maybe two. They'll give him two. Actually, no, just one. It'll be a third down and 9 coming up. Well, it'll keep the clock moving as we approach 6 minutes to go. Jackson Heights leading 38-7. Third down and 9 coming up for Troy. Two running backs in the backfield with Anderson. Three receivers split to the near side. Anderson awaits the snap. Takes it high, pulls it down, steps back. Now he throws the ball back over the middle. It's well short of his intended target. It was Braden Hamilton. He was trying to get it over the middle at the 20-yard line, but it falls incomplete, and that'll bring up a 4th and 9. A 4th and 9 coming up for the Trojans. Jack Sykes is going to get the football back and be able to hopefully just ice this game if they want. Holton wins 50-0 over Royal Valley. A wild game there. They had the lights go out. They came back on and had a running clock in the fourth quarter. It's a wild scene there. Here's a pitch and catch, and it'll be close to a first down pickup for Gavin Fumler as he gets to the 25-yard line. It's going to be close. It's actually Preston Christensen on the run, and he's going to be short of a first down. It'll be a turnover on down for Troy. I believe it's actually going to depend on the spot now as the Sano is right about the 25-yard line. Referee's going to take a look at it. Coach Caleb Wick right in his ear telling him it's short, but might have to bring the chains over to measure this one. Still figuring it out, and they are going to bring the chains over. Clock stop right now with 5:31 to go. So, you bring the chains over. You pull them tight, and it is going to be a first down. So, just enough for a first down pickup for the Trojans. They'll continue this drive with 5:31 to go. Seventh play of this drive coming up for Troy. They have to run the chains all the way back to the far side. 5:31 to go, 38-7. Jacksonites in front. So 5:31 remaining. And first and 10 for Troy from the Jackson Heights 24-yard line. Two receivers split right, one to the left. Bennett's in motion from right to left. Anderson is thrown. Steps back. Throws the ball deep left side as Bennett's open. He'll make the catch of the five and bounce into the end zone for a touchdown. Well, a wait. A flag is down at the 25-yard line. It's going to be a hold against Troy, so wipe the touchdown off the board. It was going to be a 24-yard touchdown pass, but instead it's a 10-yard holding penalty, and he'll bring it back and wipe the touchdown off. 10th penalty of the night for the Troy Trojans this evening. 10 penalties for 80 yards. And that is just how this night has gone. So that'll make it now first and 20. Actually, it'll be like more like first and 22. Closer to actually first and 23 now for the Trojans. The ball is back at the 32-yard line. And it's in motion from right to left. Four receivers now on that left side. Anderson to throw. Pumps left. Now he's under pressure. Julian Budo giving chase. Anderson still with the football. Throw a ball back late. It's too tall. It'll fall incomplete. That'll bring it now a second down and 23 for the Trojans. 4:52 to go in the game. A lot of passing in this game. Troy has thrown the ball 31 times. Jacksonites thrown the ball 16 times. I'm going to guess Troy is probably going to have at least six or eight more passing attempts before this one's over. 4:52 to go. Second down and 23. Bennett's back in motion from right to left. Now he's actually going to go back out to the right side. Anderson to throw. Steps up, throws back over the middle, and it's nearly picked off. A flag flies. They're going to call a pass interference on Jude Williams, who was holding on to Jarrett Norris. Coach Wick cannot believe it. Thought it was just two guys going after the football. But it's going to be a pass interference called against Jackson Heights. And so that'll move the ball from the 37-yard line to the 20. So that will officially be a 17-yard penalty. Now second and six for Troy. Screen pass to the right side. Caught by Norris. Cuts it back inside of the near the 15-yard line. Falls forward near a first down. He's going to be about a yard short as he picks up 5 yards. I am starting to run out of room on my stat sheet for passing attempts for Cam Anderson, 32 of them on the night. Third down and one coming up for the Trojans as we're under 4:15 to go in the game. Empty backfield set on third and one. Anderson throws the screen pass over the middle, and it's going to be knocked away. A dangerous pass, trying to set it up for Gavin Fumbler in the middle of the defense. That just tells where Coach Jasper believes this rushing attack is right now for the Trojans. Third down and one, and he tries a screen pass, and it falls incomplete to bring up fourth and a yard. Anderson now 18 of 33 passing tonight for 174 yards and a touchdown. Fourth and one here with 4:08 to go. Four receivers split out to the right side. Austin Grable by himself on the left. Anderson looks right. He's going to take off and run a cornerback draw, and he's hit, and he didn't get there. He did not pick up the first down. Wyatt Bacon slams him down for no gain on the play and a turnover on down. Jackson Heights will take it back. Well, they have the football marked now. Actually, it's going to be close. They're going to call a first down, actually. So Anderson just got enough to pick up that first down. He was hit right at the line of scrimmage, but I think he just fell forward enough to put the nose of the football close enough for a first down. So first and 10 coming up for Troy. This is the 11th play of this drive. Anderson rolls left, throws it back left side, has a man open and just shy of a touchdown. Now reaching towards the end zone, they're going to say down at the one. Bowden Bennett made the grab, and it was right near the goal line. And that'll be a 14-yard pitch and catch and set up first and goal from the one. Here's a give to the right side. It is going nowhere. A big loss on the play, as that was Julian Budo who slammed down Preston Christensen for a loss all the way back to the 5-yard line, a loss of 4 yards. Now second and goal from back at the five as we are approaching 3 minutes to go. Anderson the throw, rolling right side. Now throws the ball laid back over the middle, has a man wide open. Touchdown, Trojans. That is Bowden Bennett on the reception. And for Bowden, that is touchdown reception number 5 on the year. And for Anderson, touchdown throw number 13. Now, here is the 2-point try for the Trojans with 2:55 to go. They'll put two running backs in the backfield with Anderson. Bennett splits out by himself on the near side. Anderson to throw. Steps back. Now rolls right, throws the ball late back to the right side. It's going to be caught by Christensen for the 2-point conversion. The 2-point try is good. 2:55 remaining. It is 38-15. Jackson Heights leads Troy here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At Union State Bank, we never stop learning. And over 120 years, we have never stopped expanding our technology. To keep Union State Bank of Everest and your finances moving forward, we provide innovative banking services while protecting your information. From our Union State Bank app to mobile and online banking tools, we're always looking ahead to serve you better without losing that small-town banking feel you love. Learn more today at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
Your home for Northeast Kansas sports. Your sports authority. Kansasland Radio.
Well, a drive that takes over 5.5 minutes off the clock, but a little too late for Troy. It ends with a 5-yard touchdown pass from Cam Anderson to Bowden Pennitz. And it pulls Troy to within 23. 2:55 to go. Johnny came back with you. Seth Tollefson taking care of us back at our studios. Make sure you stay tuned with us for our halftime or for our post-game show. It's brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Be Outdoors Real Estate, our post-game sponsor. So 2:55 to go, and Troy will more than likely try an onside kick here. At least Jackson Heights is prepared for it. Got six guys standing in midfield. Four more right behind them, and then that's actually Silas Holiday back deep at the 20-yard line, ready to receive. This is Reagan Hartman to kick. He's just going to boot it deep. It'll bounce to the 20-yard line. It'll be fielded by Holiday at the 15. Coming on the near side, he'll just run out of bounds at the 25-yard line, and that's where Jackson Heights will begin this drive. So 2:52 to go. You got to think maybe a first down or two and possibly in this for Jackson Heights. Troy, though, still has all their timeouts remaining here in the second half. Still a good one over on Care 93.7 FM. ACCHS leads Moramount Academy 36-29 with 4 minutes to go there. 2:52 to go here, 38-15 our score. The give to Williams over the left tackle. He'll get to the 30-yard line and be hit down at the 32. But a flag is down back at the 42-yard line. We've had a ton of them tonight. We have had 17 penalties called between these two sides. So now we await the signal here on this penalty. Legal substitution against Troy. That was going to be a 7-yard run for Jude Williams. So let's tack on the 5 yards to the end of the run. Or wait, are they just going to take the penalty for the 5 yards? I'd imagine that. Well, actually, no, they're just going to take the 5-yard penalty. So take off the 7-yard run by Williams. It'll just be a 5-yard penalty against Troy. That is the 11th of the night for the Trojans, who are now over 85 yards in penalties here this evening. I said the 17th penalty. That was actually the 18th penalty of the night. First and 5 for the Cobras. A couple of young guys in the backfield now. Eisenbarth, the freshman in there. This will be another give to Williams over the left tackle. He breaks free to the 35, the 40. Runs over a man at the 42-yard line. Jude Williams running hard still with the Cobras up by 23. That'll be a run of 12 yards for Jude Williams. And we'll move the sticks. Jackson Heights now just trying to wind this clock down. This is a solid, solid win, though, for Jackson Heights, who will improve to 3-2 on the year. But all signs now turn to the big matchup next week on the road at Olpe, who is the number one ranked team in Class 1A, and for good reason. Eisenbarth on the run now, bounces to the outside, still on a speed across the 45-yard line. I'll get to the 46 and all the way to the 47, closer to the 48-yard line and gain 5 yards. Only the second run of the night for Eisenbarth, who's been in the backfield for a majority of this game. He'll check out now on second down and 5. As we're under 90 seconds to go. Don't forget, coming up, we'll have the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. Seth Tolleson will have scores, recaps, and everything from week 5 of this high school football season. And also take a quick look ahead to week 6 next week as well. That's going to be after our BR Doors Real Estate postgame show, as we'll pick our Citizens State Bank and Trust Company player of the game. Here's Jude Williams on 2nd down and 5. I'll get back to the line of scrimmage, maybe get a yard, but that's it. We'll call it no gain on the play, essentially, in 3rd down and 5 coming up. We're under 50 seconds. Jackson Heights with a 38-15 lead. Likely a kneel down here would end it. Just a dominant defensive performance tonight by the Cobras. They have limited Troy to just 180 total yards of offense. Most of those have come late in this game. And then here is the victory formation. Bosley awaits the snap. Takes it, gives the kneel down, and that's it. The final score tonight. Jackson Heights, 38, Troy, 15. The Cobras pick up a big district victory tonight here in Class 1A. So again, the final, 38-15. We'll take our break. We'll come back. We'll start our post-game show after a quick timeout on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate postgame show on 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha.
Hey, it's Nikki from the Pines in Holton. Wanted to give you a quick update on what's going on at the Pines. We currently are seeking applicants for CNA and CMAs. We offer competitive pay, an awesome work environment, flexible scheduling. We also have rooms available for your loved ones. Call us today at 785-364-3314. At the Pines, it's our family caring for yours.
The best time to take control of your health is now, and Community Healthcare System is offering a great chance at our October 9th health fair at the Onega Community Hospital. Call to schedule an appointment between 7 and 10 a.m. Walk-ins are also welcome. Complete blood count, chemistry panel, thyroid screen, cholesterol panel, and hemoglobin A1C for diabetes screening is $25. Men can add a PSA test for only $10. Flu shots and COVID-19 vaccines will also be available. More details at chcsks.org. The Community Healthcare System Health Fair, Saturday, October 9th at Onega Community Hospital.
Don't let worrying about the weather bother your peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas today. Beth Dieters and Fran Wrights can provide you with protection for the hay and grazing part of your operation. Pasture, rangeland, and forage sales closing date is December 1st. Call Midwest Crop Insurance at 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance is an equal opportunity provider. Call them today for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call 785-334-2777.
KNZA.
I don't hear anything. Welcome back here to Jackson Heights High School. Final score tonight, 38-15. A dominant performance by Jackson Heights tonight to win it and improve their district record to 2-1. Troy, meanwhile, they drop to 1-2 in district play. Take that back. I believe it should be now 2-2 in district play for Jackson Heights. And it is, so Jackson Heights 2-2. Troy is 1-2, but 38-15 is the final. It was a 20-7 lead for Jackson Heights at the half. The Cobras got the football to start the third quarter and had a 4-yard touchdown run by Wyatt Bankin to make it a 26-7 game for his second rushing touchdown of the night. Back-to-back punts by Troy. Jackson Heights got it back, and pretty much the nail in the coffin, a 53-yard run by Bankin for his third of the night. Mosley has three running backs around him in the backfield. Takes the snap, rolls left side, pitches it out late to Bacon. He tries to make a move. He does. 50-yard line, breaks free. 40, 35, 30. See you later. Wyatt Bacon to the house. His third rushing touchdown of the night. This one from 53 yards out and nearly puts the nail in the coffin for the Jackson Heights Cobras. Troy then turned it over on downs, gave it back to Jackson Heights, who then had a 53-yard pass from Bosley to Jude Williams for a big score to pretty much put the game out of reach. Troy, though, they did finish off with a nice touchdown drive, ends with a 5-yard pass from Cam Anderson to Bowden Bennett. Anderson the throw, rolling right side, now throws the ball laid back over the middle, has a man wide open, touchdown Trojan. That is Bowden Bennett on the reception, and for Bowden, that is touchdown reception number 5 on the year. And for Anderson, touchdown throw number 13. So that gives us our 38-15 final as Jackson Heights wins it here tonight. It's a great performance all the way around for the Jackson Heights Cobras. Look at the final statistics. We will start with Troy. They had 180 total yards of offense, 193 of those yards come through the air. Troy only ran the ball 5 times in the second half, and they threw the ball 25 times in the second half in the 38-15 loss. But again, 180 yards total, 193 through the air, negative 13 yards on the ground for Troy here tonight. Nobody really ran the football well tonight for Troy at all. Gavin Fumler, he was the only player with positive rushing yards tonight, 6 carries for 13 yards. Kim Anderson through the air, 20 of 35, 193 yards, 2 touchdowns. Jarrett Norris, 8 catches for 95 yards and a score. Preston Christensen, 2 catches for 33 yards. Bowden Bennett, 4 for 29 and a touchdown. Austin Grable, 3 for 16. Reagan Hartman, 2 for 12. Gavin Fumler, 1 for 4. Troy committed 11 penalties for 85 yards. Jackson Heights, 414 total yards of offense, 197 of those yards through the air, 217 on the ground. They averaged 7 yards per carry. On the ground, Jackson Heights was led by Wyatt Bacon, 13 carries, 128 yards, 3 touchdowns. Bosley, 10 carries, 53 yards. He had a score and 6 carries for 34 yards for Jude Williams. Bosley through the air, 12 of 16, 197 yards and 2 touchdowns. Grant Ammon, 7 catches for 126. Jude Williams, 1 catch for 53 yards and a score. Silas Holiday, 2 for 13. And Wyatt Bacon, 2 catches for 5 yards. Jackson Heights had 7 penalties tonight for 72 yards. So, again, our score, 38-15. Jackson Heights beats Troy here tonight in a Class 1A district tilt. We'll take one more final break. We'll come back. We'll pick our player of the game. It's brought to you by the Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. That's when we return on our post-game show on the MSE Sports Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Schedule your livestock processing in Anderson Meats in Troy. They're now scheduling appointments for January of 2022. Call them at 785-985-2292. Anderson Meats at Troy, striving to give their customers top-notch service for meat processing. Janelle and Curtis, thank you for your business and look forward to serving you at Anderson Meats in Troy, located south on Last Chance Road. Call 785-985-2292. 785-985-2292.
One, two, three, four.
Your home for Northeast Kansas sports. Your sports authority. Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back one final time here to Jackson Heights High School. Johnny came back with you. Seth Collison taking care of us back at the studios. Community National Bank High School School Board Show. Coming up here in just a few minutes, 38-15 the final. Jackson Heights beats Troy, and one thing left to do, we have to pick our player of the game. It is brought to you by the Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, and you look at Jackson Heights, there's plenty of guys you could choose. Jason Bosley threw for 197 yards, 2 touchdowns, also ran 53 in a score, but Wyatt Bacon, my goodness, what a night he had. 13 carries, 128 yards, and 3 touchdowns. Wyatt Bacon is going to be our player of the game. Again, brought to you by the Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. This has been the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show. Buying or selling, he's the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Be Outdoors Real Estate, our postgame sponsor on FM 103.9 KNZA. So that is going to wrap things up here from Jackson Heights High School. I want to thank everyone for tuning in with us. What a good win for the Cobras tonight. Jackson Heights is now 3-2 on the year, 2-2 in district play. Troy drops to 3-2 overall. And for the Trojans, they are now 1-2 in District 2 in Class 1A. Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show coming up with Seth Thompson. He'll have scores, recaps, and everything of this Week 5 of the high school football season and preview Week 6. But that'll be it from Jackson Heights High School. Thank you for tuning in with us. For Seth, back at the studio, I am Johnny Kane saying so long here from just outside of Holton as it's Jackson Heights with a 38-15 win over Troy. Have a good night, everybody.
Events coverage and entertainment. Staying connected to our communities is at the heart of what we do. Trusted, accessible, free. Kansas broadcasters remain focused on you.
Here's your Kansaland radio listening area forecast. Partly cloudy skies for tonight. Overnight lows around 60. We'll have light winds out of the southwest. Saturday, overcast skies. Our temperatures are going to be in the low 70s, a little chilly for this time of the year. We have a chance for showers and thunderstorms on and off throughout the day. Those showers and thunderstorms continue for Saturday night, 56 for your low. Sunday, spotty rain showers ending early, otherwise plenty of sunshine, high temperatures, low 70s, and northwest winds 5 to 10. Monday, lots of sunshine, 75 degrees for your high temperature. We're in the lower 70s on Tuesday, wall-to-wall sunshine with a ridge of high pressure. This ridge of high pressure will continue to bring sunshine to the area for Wednesday and Thursday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Mandy Faluber. To some people, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't